High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 6-1 Haverford Fords and your 3-4 Strathaven Panthers.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Joanna Slosky of Coldwell Banker Preferred Realty. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic. Taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Week 8 of the high school football season is upon us. And with that, all sorts of chatter about possible playoff berths and possible playoff implications at every game, every level, with the PIAA system rewarding teams even in the games that they've lost, rewarding them with points for the wins of their opponents. Every game matters. Every point matters. And we are up against it here at both the 5A and 6A level in Central League action. For your Strathaven Panthers, we've lost three in a row. Time to right the ship here at home, and when better to do it than on homecoming weekend. For Haverford, at 6-1, losing only to Garnet Valley this year on a last-second touchdown pass, they are looking to stay in the hunt, not only in the Central League title race, but maybe a top eight seed in the 6A playoffs, and a lot will be said of what happens over the next couple of hours for both the 5A and 6A playoff-hungry Panthers and Fords, and we are thrilled to bring it to you live or on the archive tonight here on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. And visiting Haverford, I was talking to head coach Joe Gallagher on the field before the game, and he says, you know, this team just always plays us tough, no matter what. And he's right. Over the last several years, it's been since 2007, since Strathaven won a game against Haverford. That was over on over at Haverford. I'm sorry. 2010, since they've won, and that was here at George L. King Field when Strathaven ran through the Central League undefeated and went on to win the District 1 3A title. But at that point, we are think a lot has changed, and certainly the way Haverford has developed. I remember the early years of the spread offense, and they took their lumps their first couple years, going into a shotgun formation and not quite knowing their assignments. But Haverford, with three straight playoff berths, five of the last 6 years, Central League champs in 2015, and now a three-year starter back in Jake Ruane at quarterback, and he's looking to break the school record tonight. He and the Fords coming in here hot. 70 points last week against Conestoga hot, and now still trying to get things going. So speaking of getting things going, we got Mike Mayer here alongside of us. He is working feverishly to get us squared away with the some technical difficulties taking care of our computer here. So I'll let him keep pounding away at that. We'll also say hello at home, we think, as soon as we're up and on the air. To Pete Fulginetti, who's a little under the weather tonight. Pete, we hope you're feeling better, and we want you back next week when the Panthers go on the road again to Marple Newtown. So the Strathaven sitting at 3-4 right now, and again, a three-game losing streak, not where Coach Clancy and the Panthers want it to be. But certainly in a tougher competition over these last few weeks, Upper Darby losing 41-28, lost a heartbreaker 23-21 right here against Radnor 2 weeks ago. And then last week we're playing Ridley dead even until a couple of third-quarter mistakes and the defense wearing down a bit put the Panthers in a hole from which they could not climb out. And congrats to the Green Raiders for their hot streak all of a sudden, and certainly Strathaven wants to turn things around tonight against Haverford. You can hear the 12th man just below me here at the Strathaven marching unit greeting players from both teams as they run through the west end zone and onto the field. Strathaven in their silver helmets, black jerseys, and white numerals. On the visiting sideline, white jerseys, red pants with gold trim, red helmets for the Fords of Haverford. They are just one game back in the Central League race, trailing Garnet Valley and a couple of one-loss teams in the Central right now, including Radnor, including Upper Darby, including Haverford. And Garnet Valley-Radnor tonight should go a long way to determining what the rest of the Central League title chase looks like. But, again, that will keep you posted on scores from Garnet Valley at Radnor. We'll also have updates from around the Central, including Conestoga-Harriton. We should have a Ridley-Pencrest update, and then a couple of games tomorrow. We got Springfield and Lower Marion tomorrow. And then tonight, one more big one for Strathaven's purposes. Marple Newtown at 4-3 at home tonight, taking on 6-1 Upper Darby. Panthers hoping for a little bit of help from Upper Darby tonight, and so they can keep pace, perhaps, with Marple Newtown. So, again, tough sledding here for the Panthers coming up, but we'll see what they can do with a spread offense that's amongst the tops in Delaware County. They've put up a bunch of points, including 70 on Pencrest last week. Jake Ruane, 61 yards shy of breaking a school record tonight for the career. 69 yards, actually, will break the school record set by the quarterback that preceded him, Jack Donaghy, three-and-a-half-year starter, really, now at Franklin and Marshall, a terrific quarterback who led the team to the Central title in 2015. And Ruane has followed in his footsteps and now in his third year starting, and he's been the starter. In fact, the last time we played Haverford, 2016, was over at Haverford, and a 23-17 victory for Haverford that night, and Panthers looking to avenge that. There were a couple of guys on the field that night who were starting as sophomores as well, including two of your co-captains, Ethan Belleville and Jake Fisher. Both of them lined up at linebacker that night. They are joined by Ryan Krause tonight for the coin toss, and we'll await to see the captains. Yes, they're making their way to midfield for Haverford as well, including quarterback Jake Ruane, number 55, is Sean Lydon. Number 8 is Ryan Odgers, and number 52, your center and linebacker, Paul Denman. Actually, Denman will be a defensive lineman tonight, and the players greet at midfield. Also continuing a family affair as well. We mention this every couple years, it seems, but Coach Clancy's youngest son is suited up on the far sideline as well. So Bill Clancy, 5'9", 195-pound junior, is offensive lineman. He is over on the far sideline as well, so we'll keep the family details in mind and some bragging rights going home at the dinner table. So Mike Mayer still working feverishly on the computer.
Yeah, so right here. Now if you're listening to this, you're listening to it in our archive.
Okay. All right. So we are recording the broadcast regardless, and we'll try to tweak some updates as well, but to see what's happening. But in the meantime, we've got it coverage here in the stadium as well. So if you're in the stadium and listening, we'll do our best to keep you posted and get things going from there. So in the meantime, we'll take a short time out. We still have our commercial programs up and running, so we'll get a couple of commercials, some thanks to our sponsors, be back for the tail end of the national anthem and the start of Week 8 football. Haven and Haver coming up next on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
That's the 12th man, the Strathaven marching unit, ready to rock and roll here tonight. And hopefully the Panthers in silver and black on the near sideline, ready to match that effort. Again, we will keep you posted. Thanks in advance to our buddies up at WNPV and elsewhere around District 1 and District 12. We have big games all around District 1 at this point. I mentioned the Central League matchups we're looking at, but out in the Chestmont, Westchester East hosting undefeated Coatesville. Downingtown East against Downingtown West should be a good one. Downingtown West, unfortunately, seems like they've lost their quarterback for the season, so big problem there. But we'll be ready to get underway just in a moment here. And Beef Wellington, sophomore kicker, has it teed up. Halfway between the hash marks, ready to kick it away to Strathaven. Will move left to right. Ebo Pio stands at the 10-yard line, flanked to the left by Ethan Belleville and Arion Ford to the right. Arion Ford with an 87-yard kick return touchdown against Upper Darby. Maybe he can start with some fireworks here. They move the tee to the right hash. Wellington ready to go, and we are underway. High, short kick. It's going to take a hop towards Belleville and goes past Belleville. He's going to scramble for it, pick it up, and now it's loose. Scramble, it goes into the end zone, and it is no recovery and out of bounds, and they're going to call this a touchback, and Strathaven dodges a major bullet. Three Fords had a shot at it over at the far pylon. Oh, near disaster for the Panthers to start. Instead, they bring the offense on the field. First and 10 at their own 20. It'll be Jake Fisher at quarterback. Zach Hussein is your fullback. We may see a good bit of John Prochniak as well. In fact, Hussein on the sideline tonight. We weren't sure if he was going to be able to go. He has, he's been a little dinged up. So it'll be Prochniak in the backfield alongside of Ebo Pio and Ethan Belleville. Evan Blake, their tight end, still out tonight. It'll be John Wilson there. Split end is Arion Ford. Mike Golay, Sam Burke, Chris Tagliaterra, Matt Dowdy, and Ryan Krause are your front five, and we'll see Jack Henry as well. Two tight end set. Wing to the left on first and 10. From the left hash, they give to the fullback. This is Prochniak, who's going to push the pile across the 20 out to the 24-yard line. Zach Hussein, third leading rusher in Delaware County coming into tonight. So the Panthers will certainly miss him if he can't find his way to the field here. But John Prochniak is going to serve double duties. Your leading tackler on defense. And he's lined up at fullback here on second down and six from the 24. John Prochniak, number 32, will be a busy guy tonight if Hussein can't give it a go. Two tight end set again for the Panthers. Second down and six. They play fake, and rolling to his right is Fisher. Looking into the flat. Heavy pressure here. He's going to throw it to the flat. Incomplete. Looking for Prochniak. Good decision by Fisher just to dump it and get rid of it. Nobody open, but he spiked it at the feet. And lives to fight another day on third and six.
Yeah, it was a good, smart football move. I mean, there was just nothing there at all and nowhere to run either.
All right. Haverford defense includes up front here Sean Leiden, Paul Denman, Elihu Bay, and C.J. Way. You're down four. Ryan Odgers, Eric McCallion, and Will Hickson are your linebackers. Secondary includes the corners Shane Mosley and Justin Burgess. Sean Reynolds and Trey Blair are your safeties. On third and six from the 24, Fisher under center. Trying to keep the chains moving. They go on a counterplay to Belleville, who's got a little bit of room, runs forward and dives across the 30-yard line. Good strength from Belleville on the counter. Give him seven and a Panther first down.
Good run.
Good finish there by Belleville as he was met at about the 28, a couple yards shy, and just plowed his way forward for three more and keeps the ball in the hands of the offense. 10:56 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Panthers will snap from their own 31. Still on that left hash, moving left to right here. We'll try to keep you posted if there's score updates from elsewhere, but John Wilson in there at tight end to the right, Ford to the left. Wing to the right is Belleville. It's Prochniak off the left side. A little bit of room. Bounces it momentarily. He'll get a couple. Stood up by a number of tacklers, including number 40. Linebacker is Will Higson, the sophomore, 6'1", 205. Give Prochniak just a couple. Brings up second down and about eight. Panther offense wants to chew up clock and keep that high-powered Haverford offense on the sideline. Haverford with about eight men in the box at the moment, but now back out of it a little bit here. Double wing. Motion man is Ebo Pia. They give it to him on the jet sweep for the first time. Turns it inside. He gets the 35, not much else. Maybe two.
It was looking good, and it closed down awful quick.
Well, his defense has been awfully good, Mike. And, you know, you hold Garnet Valley to 14 points and well, held him to 7 until the last 11 seconds of the game. P.O. gets just a couple, brings up third down and about 5. They'll try it from the right hash for the first time. Mike Golay over the football. Tight end to the left, Arion Ford. Wilson to the right, wing to the right next to him is Ethan Belleville. Prochniak is your fullback. Fisher turns, looks on third down and 5. Under center, give is to Prochniak off the left side. Ooh. He's going nowhere. Getting off his block quickly was Elihu Bay, and they're going to drop him back at the 35-yard line for a loss of 1. It'll bring up fourth down, and Strathaven will bring the punt team on. So nothing doing there, not any kind of push from the Panther offensive line there. And now Ryan Krause will kick it back to a couple of dangerous return men. Number 41 is Justin Burgess, and then number 10, Trey Blair, who can score from anywhere on the field and has. He's scored on special teams, defense, and offense this year, running it, catching it, you name it. Here's Krause with a wobbler off the side of his foot to this near sideline, angling and bounces at the 40. Takes a Haverford roll momentarily, but then straight out of bounds at the 38-yard line. 27 on the punt, no return, and Strathaven's defense on the field for the first time to face Jake Ruane, 3-year starter at quarterback. He stands 6'2", 205. He'll have the running back, Jason Wint, in next to him in this spread. Trey Blair, slot back, and he'll line up at running back, too. Shane Mosley, Kevin DePrince, and Ryan Odgers are your receivers. Paul Denman is the center. Declan Cramsey and Kevin Small, the guards. Sean Lydon and John Cunningham are the tackles. On first and 10 from the 38. Trips right, Wint on the right hip of Ruane. Single receiver to the left side as well. Panthers with 7 in the box. And it's Ruane. Turns, fires to the right flat, has his man Blair with a little bit of running room, and he's going to juggle the football momentarily, but recovers it out of the air and takes it out to the 49-yard line. Gain of 11 on the play. Ruane to Blair. And, boy, Panthers could have caught a break there as well if that ball gets a little further out of the reach of Trey Blair. Blair, one of the most exciting players in the Central League this year, and just a junior. And can say that about a number of the Haverford skill players. Wint, Blair, and Mosley, they comprise a good chunk of this Haverford offense, and they will all be back next year. All right, first and 10 from their 49 now. Ruane, two receivers to either side. Wint on his right hip. Motion man, and they give it on the jet sweep. This is DePrince off the right side. He'll turn it upfield and far sideline. Give them maybe 7 or 8 when they unpile. We'll see. They're going to certainly into Strathaven territory. They'll put it down at the 43. We'll call it a gain of 8. And brings up second down and 2.
What'd you got for Prince's number?
DePrince is wearing number 13.
Ah.
Kevin DePrince, 5'10", 185-pound senior, had 3 touchdowns back in week 2 against Conestoga, 3 touchdown catches. There he runs for 8, and it sets up second down and 2. 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Pistol look this time. They'll snap from the 43-yard line. Ruane back, fires to the right flat. It is complete, and I think he's going to be just shy of the first down. We'll see here. Good tackle by Arion Ford as they dump it to the flat to the tight end. Tight end in the game for the first time is Will Higson. So Higson, call it no gain. All right, third down and 2. Higson, number 40 on the grab. And Ruane, 2 for 2 throwing it now for 11 yards. 58 to go for the school record. Third down and 2. Probably 4 down territory here unless the Panthers can come up with a big play. 3 wide receivers to the left. 1 to the right, Ruane and Wint in the backfield. On third and 2, they fake to Wint and they dump over the middle. This is Trey Blair, who's got a first down and more. Still on his feet across the 30. Carrying tacklers. Ball comes out. Scramble for it. And the Panthers are on it. Arion Ford pounces at the 20-yard line. There's the big play we were talking about. Need to force a turnover. Blair fighting for extra yardage down to the 22. So give him 21 on the catch and run, but a fumble, and the Panthers offense right back on the field. Big play there for the Panther D.
Absolutely. Now I'm sitting there busy with this trying to figure out what's going on here.
Mike Mayer still working to get the broadcast up and running.
Yeah.
But nice work there by Arion Ford pouncing on the fumble. Second 7:40 to play here in the opening quarter. We are scoreless. Each team with a possession now. And try number two here for the Panthers. They give it to the fullback. This is Prochniak across the 20, out to the 22. So give him three on his first down carry. And the Panthers will look at second down and seven. Panthers trying to establish the fullback here and see if that can't open up a few things in the on the edges. Radnor on top of Garnet Valley, 7-0 on the opening drive. So Radnor trying to make a statement tonight. Here, second down and seven. From the 21, Fisher gives to Pio off the right side. He's going to squeak his way back to about the 22 for maybe a yard. Maybe one, and boy, this quick defense for Haverford, and that's not surprising. Not the biggest defense you'll ever see, but they are quick, and we say that really every year, almost every time we see them. It doesn't seem like Haverford has enormous size consistently, but their defense gets after you. 6:35, 6:34 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Panthers looking at third and six from their own 22. Wing to the right is Pio, or up to the left is Pio. To the right is Belleville. Back to passes, Fisher fires to the flat. It is in and out of the hands of Arion Ford. He was near first down yardage, could not squeeze it, and fourth and six brings on the punt team. So the Panthers force a turnover, but go three and out, and we'll have to kick it away one more time. Had the little hitch to the outside there, a play that Ford caught last week and turned into a huge gain down inside the 10-yard line after he broke a tackle, but could not connect there. Fisher 0 for 2 throwing it now in the early going. Ryan Krause awaits the punt snap at his 10-yard line. Blair and Burgess await just inside their 40. Snap is a good one. Krause, high spiral, pretty short kick. It's going to bounce on the Haven side of the 50, but take a Strathaven roll across the 50. It now rolls inside the 40 down to the 37-yard line. So good roll there for Ryan Krause. 37 on the punt, no return. And Haverford will get another crack at it here. We'll try to keep things going on Twitter here to keep people posted if they can't. Until we get things going.
Did you put
on
Twitter that we don't have a broadcast tonight?
I did have that. Okay, we're trying to get that going, but we'll asking people to hang in there, and maybe we get this thing up and running, maybe yep. Take a break at halftime and reboot or something like it. In the meantime, first and 10. Haverford, scoreless game, 6:04 to play here in the first quarter. Ruane, three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Jason Wint on his right hip. They fake the Wint, and they fire over the middle. It's Blair again on the quick hitch, and he's got it. Jake Fisher slings him down at the 44, maybe 45-yard line. So a gain of 8, and they go right back to Blair after the fumble. And, yeah, try to get some confidence back there. Ruane, 4 out of 4 throwing it for 40 yards here in the early going. Just 29 yards to go to break the school record, the career record. And he, believe it or not, with a nice postseason run, might even have the Delaware County career record in his sights. Panthers looking at second and 2. Back is Ruane. Fires down the middle. Down the seam. It is caught. And bang down at the 33-yard line is number 13, Kevin DePrince. But right on the money. Seam route for the slot man. DePrince takes it down to the 33-yard line for a bundle. That 17 and 5. There's 23 yards. 6 more yards to go for Ruane to break the school record. He's 5 of 5 for 63 yards and right now. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Blair and Wint in the backfield. They give it to Blair. Straight up the middle. He is into the secondary, and he's banging his way down to the 24. Gain of 8 more in the Panther defense. Bending. Actually, they're going to give him 9 on his first carry of the night. And that's what we've seen from the Panthers. You know, 2 of the last 3 weeks, Mike, the Panthers just have worn down on defense.
Yep.
And my worry for them tonight is if the Panthers can't keep the offense on the field for more than a few plays at a time, just one first down thus far, it could be a long night. Here, second down and 1. From the Panther 24, Ruane in a scoreless game. trying to get things going. Back to pass, looking under pressure, hit as he throws. Nice work by Ethan Belleville to knock it bang into Ruane. First incompletion of the night, thanks to 44 right in his lap. Brings up third down and a yard. .420 to play here in the opening quarter. We're scoreless. Jake Ruane sends Ryan Odgers split to the right. No huddle, but they're taking their time, talking it over. Two backs. Pro set on either side of Ruane, who's in the gun. Two receivers to the left on third and one. They give it to Blair, looking for room off the right side. Corey Harris had him by the shirt tail, but he still squeaks forward and has, I believe, enough for the first down. Good pursuit by Harris to stop him for a short gain, but I think it's going to be enough to move the chains, and it is. All right. Tough break there for the Panther D, but good work there by Blair to fight his way for a yard and move the sticks. The Fords, four cracks at it now from the Panther 23. First down. We'll try to keep you posted on score updates from elsewhere. Like I said a minute ago, Radnor on top of Garnet Valley, 7-0. Upper Dublin leading Wissahickon by the same score. Here, we're scoreless. Jake Ruane in the shotgun. Two wide receivers either side. Back, looking, all sorts of time. Fires to the right side. It is caught and banged out of bounds. They're going to say out of bounds. Nice work by Jais Davis. That ball was caught in the air, picked out of the air by number three, Shane Mosley, but Jais drove him out of bounds before he could land in. Incomplete, it falls. Second down and 10. So Jake Ruane, again, 63 yards and counting tonight, 5 of 7 throwing it. His next completion could make him Haverford's all-time leading passer. He has three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Chasen went on his right hip. On second down and 10, they send motion. It's Blair. No, it's Ruane keeping it himself. He's going to have room off the right side. 10, 5, touchdown in a flash. Absolute flash. He can do it with his arm. He's doing it with his legs on the first carry of the night as well. Ruane from 23 yards out punches it in. 3:43 to play here, and just like that, the Panthers in a 6-0 hole. Extra point pending.
Who's the field goal kicker?
95 is Beef, okay. Wellington.
You got it. Got it.
Yep. So Wellington on for the extra point. Out of the hold of Andrew McGinnis. 6-0, extra point coming up here. Ball spotted, kick is away. Wellington with the distance and pushed it wide right. Yep. So the score stays 6-0. We'll take a short timeout, see what the Panthers can do to answer when we come back. Glad you're joining us live. Well, right now it'll be on the archive. You're on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Jake Ruane's 23-yard scoring run has the Fords on top, 6-0. Strathaven ready to receive the next kickoff here, and Mike will give me a second to keep try to finish a tweet here on my phone since our computers aren't cooperating.
All right,
cooperating,
here we go.
Here we go. All right, Wellington, end over end kick's going to come up short and fielded this time by Belleville at the 23-yard line. He is met quickly at the 27, and the Panthers will start right there. Well, Mike, what can the offense do to get things going here?
Oh, boy, they're just going to have to find some answers. I mean, the pass has been a little bit open. You know, the short passes, that they can certainly try. Haven't seen a pitch out, which may have some work. I mean, the problem is Haverford is so fast that even when it looks like it's going to work, it doesn't really work. So, I'm not too sure. They're going to – hopefully they've put a few things in that they got worked on this week that they can try to play with.
3:38 to play here in the opening quarter. Toss play. This is Zach Hussein into the game for the first time. He's going to push his way out to the 29 for a gain of about two. So good to see Hussein's going to – give it a go for the moment. Again, he missed the opening couple series dealing with an injury issue. But it would be nice to have some options out there. And third leading rusher in Delaware County is a good one. Hussein stays in the game at fullback. Wing to the right is Belleville. Ebo Pio in the backfield. Now he shifts to a wing left, and they put Belleville back there. Two tight end set on second and eight. They give it to Hussein, who's going to push his way for a couple. Not much doing there. To the 31 for two more. And Ridley shut him down really only ended up with five carries in the second half last week. It was off to a good start. Hussein finished with 18 carries for 63 yards, just seven of those after halftime. As they took away the fullback, and then Panthers had all sorts of problems turning the ball over after that. Here, third and six. Panthers trying to avoid a three and out. They go on the Mustang sweep. This is Ebo Pio, and the Fords are waiting for it. Nice work by the strong safety, Sean Reynolds, to blow it up, and Pio's going to be dropped for a loss of one. Well, Haverford playing very good, disciplined football right now. They've not been fooled by anything thus far. Panthers' longest play from scrimmage, a seven-yard run from Ethan Belleville, has gotten them their only first down of the night, but they're ready to punt it away for the third time now in the first quarter. 202, 201 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. 6-0 Haverford and about to get the football back. Krause awaits the punt snap at the 17. Belleville to snap it. Krause steps into it. Wobbler angling to the right sideline again. It's going to bounce right into the hands of Chris Tagliaterra at about the 44-yard line. And Panthers, again, not being able to tilt the field here with any kind of offensive momentum, nor with the punt game thus far. Good field position for the Fords. They're on top, 6-0. 1:41 to play here in the first quarter. And mentioned it a minute ago, Jake Ruane on the cusp of becoming the all-time leading passer at Haverford, 6 yards away from breaking the school record. At the end of the first quarter, Radnor leading Garnet Valley 7-0. Upper Dublin 14, Wissahickon 0. Here's Ruane, two wide receivers to either side. Chasen Wint on his left hip. Motion man is Blair, and they fake it to Blair. And Ruane's loose again in the secondary. Corey Harris belted Blair. And a good job by Ruane to keep it himself. Took it right out of his belly and runs for 10 more yards. Move the chains and another first down. Excellent read by the quarterback there, Mike, as Blair got hammered by.
Absolutely hammered.
Corey Harris. Harris has been a find at defensive end this year. He's been terrific. Upper Darby 7, Marple Newtown 0 with 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Here, first and 10, Haverford. Three wide receivers to the right, tight end to the left. Single setback is Chasen Wint. On first down, it's Wint who's got his first carry of the night. He's going to run smack into Sam Burke. They'll lose a couple as Burke right there to meet him in the backfield. They'll lose. The forward progress will give him the Panther 47. So loss of a yard, second down 11. Nice job by 55 in silver and black. Tight end Will Higson checks out, and Ryan Odgers checks back in at split end. No huddle. Odgers split to the left. Mosley to the right. Slot to either side as well. Chasen Wint in the backfield with Jake Ruane. 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. On second and 11 from the 47. Ruane in the gun, back to pass. Looking, firing down the seam. It goes, is incomplete. Overshoots his man, Kevin DePrince, running down the right hash mark. And it brings up third down and 11. So Ruane, 5 for 5 to start things, 0 for his last 3 since then. Conwell Egan, 7, West Catholic, 0. That's a good one over there. Conwell Egan undefeated, and West Catholic, 6-1. Academy Park on top, 6-0 as well, leading Chester. Here, third and 11, Panthers need a big play on defense. They've forced one turnover already tonight, and now clock stops momentarily. The officials are going to talk to, I think, Shane Mosley here. Okay. They're going to re-spot the football. Okay. All right. They spot the football back at the 47. Yeah, they gave Haverford an extra yard there.
Yeah, that's right. Not the team that needs it.
Third and 11. Ruane in the gun. Two receivers to either side again. Wint in the backfield. On 3rd and 11, he's back to pass. Has time. Looks down the middle. He goes. Has a man out there. It is juggled and incomplete.
Oh.
In and out of the hands of Trey Blair. If Blair holds it, he scores.
Oh, no doubt about that. That was so far. The game plan for Strathaven is to get real lucky.
Yeah, so far. I mean, give them credit. They forced that fumble, which is, again, to their
credit. But they fumbled on the first kickoff, and it went out of bounds in the end zone. That could have been a turnover or a touchdown right there.
All right. So staying on the punt now is Trey Blair. He does everything. He returns the kicks. He punts it. He probably could place kick if he needs it. Takes the snap, and he booms one.
Oh,
terrific.
My goodness.
High spiral. And good fake by Jaiese Davis, and this ball is going to go into the end zone.
Oh.
Great job by Davis to fake out the gunner there. Ball flies over Davis's head and into the end zone for a touchback. So he saved his team about almost 20 yards as that took a hop at the one-yard line and trickles into the end zone. So 47 on the punt, no return, and the Panthers will start again at their 20. Panthers have yet to cross their 35 tonight in three possessions, trying to get something going. They're going to have probably one crack at it here before we switch sides of the field. 6 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. 6-0 Haverford. Jake Fisher under center. Two tight ends set. Wing to the right is Belleville. And the give on the second man through is Ebo Pio, and he's going nowhere. In fact, they're going to lose a yard. 42 in on the stop includes C.J. Way and friends, and the Panthers will look at 2nd and 11 when we come back. Stick with us. End of the first quarter, 6-0 Haverford, but the Panthers have the football and trying to get some momentum here against a stiff Haverford defense right here on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Okay.
Welcome back. And are we live with the broadcast?
We are
Mike
live
Mayer
with the broadcast.
Has gotten things going here. Second quarter action. We'll have to send another tweet out there and say we are live on HavenFootball.net. You missed the first quarter. 6-0 Haverford on top. Strathaven with 2nd and 11 from their own 19. Fisher split end to the left. He's looking that way. Fires to the outside.
Oh.
Incomplete over the hands of Arion Ford. It'll bring up 3rd down and 11. But, Mike, you're a wizard. You figured it out.
Oh.
Some kind of problems we had that kept us off the air through the first quarter. But we are back on the air live now in addition to the archive. So, again, if you're checking in now, and I'll just send a quick tweet here between plays. But you missed the first quarter. A 23-yard scoring run from Jake Ruane is the difference in the ball game right now. Panthers forced one turnover but have yet to convert here on offense. So play a fake, and on 3rd and 11, back to pass is Fisher. He wants it all. Has a man deep out there. It's Ford, who leaps and nearly comes up with it. It falls in and out of his hands at the 33-yard line.
That was so close.
Fisher put that in the air for almost 50 yards. Double coverage, and Ford just could not come down with it.
That
they took their shot.
Well, you know what? And that was a good play, because other than an interception, it would have been like a punt. But on top of that, had they interfered with him, it would have been a first down. So, you know, that was a great throw and a great – and he put it right where he needed to put it, and it's just – he couldn't bring it in. He had two guys right on him. It was something else.
So now Ryan Krause waits the punt snap at his 5-yard line. Blair waits at midfield looking for a big return. Krause, better kick this time. It's going to angle, take a Strathaven roll across the 50 into Haverford territory, across the 45, trickles down to the 40 and pretty much to the 39 where Ethan Belleville picks it up. So, pretty good punt right there. 41 on the punt, no return, but again, Haverford starting a great field position all night tonight. And this is going to be, there's only so much you can count on your punter to do. Your defense is going to have to turn them over and tilt the field, and then the offense has to find a way to get things going. They have nothing going in the passing game right now. And in the run game, Panthers at about 20 yards. All right. Early in the second quarter now. 11:32 to play here, and we said that for a while now that Jake Ruane's next completion probably gets him the school record. He's 0 for his last four, but 63 yards on the night. Six more will get him the Haverford all-time passing mark. He's in the shotgun, three receivers to his right. Play fake. They dump over the middle. It's complete to Blair, who sheds a tackle. 45-50 down this near sideline. 45-40. Blair running away from people. Jais Davis can't get him, and he will score 60 yards later.
Whoa.
Jake Ruane is the all-time leading passer at Haverford High School, and they do it in style. Trey Blair going the distance.
Unbelievable. That was the kind of breakneck play you just – you want to keep him from having, and they had every opportunity to tackle Blair with about a 3 or 4 yard gain, and they missed the tackle, and he had the whole sideline ahead of him, and he outran everybody.
Well, shades of 2016 when they last played, when that was a very, very close game, back and forth. Panthers had a 10-point lead early, and then just couldn't tackle the older Mosley. We'll get back to that in a moment. Here, extra point from Wellington, up and good. 13-0 is your score. Haverford on top. 11:19 to play here before halftime. Panther offense coming back on the field momentarily and trying to get something going against a tough Haverford D when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
60 yards later, it's 13-0. We'll get back to that in a moment, but here, quick short kickoff. It's going to come to Ethan Belville at the 24. Looking for room up the right side. Turns up the right hash. Bounces outside again. Sheds a tackle across the 40. He's going to spin his way to the 45, 46, 47-yard line. Good work from Belville. Ripping off 22 on the punt, on their kickoff return. And the Panthers with by far their best field position of the night. And Mike, what can they do to get going while I finish a tweet here?
I tell you, that was a beautiful pass. I don't know if you can count on pass like that. Of course, it was not completed by Jake Fisher, but it was perfect. I mean, it was right where it had to be, but it was well covered, and that's part of the problem. We really can't outrun their cornerbacks and their safeties. So they got to get some blocks on. That's really what they got to do.
First down, give is to Ethan Belville off the left side, and he's going to push his way across the 50. First stop into Haverford territory tonight for the Panthers. Give Belville 4 yards, brings up second down and six. So 13-0. If the Panthers can get things going here, still a lot of time with 10:45 and counting to play here in just the second quarter.
Oh, yeah, I think if they're down by 14 points, this is all doable. I think another score this half could, and of course they got to give the ball to Haverford at the beginning of the second half, that could spell real problems trying to catch up from 21.
Two tight end set, four to the left, Wilson to the right, wing to the right is Belville. On second down they go, the trip, quick trap play. This is Hussein to the 47. Just a couple for Big Zach. Three carries for 6 yards in the early going. Brings up third and what hopefully is a manageable 4 yards. But Strathaven trailing 13-0 after the Jake Ruane 60-yard touchdown pass to Trey Blair, who incidentally has 100 yards receiving already tonight, 4 catches for 100 in the early going. Here, third and four. Wing to the left is Pio. They give it to Hussein, who gets the line of scrimmage and not much else. Maybe the 45, and yeah, they're going to give him forward progress for just two more, but boy, is this Haverford defense tough. Panthers, by my count, 29 yards of offense. That's it. 29, all of it on the ground. And now, fourth and three, the Panthers will go. They're 51% this year on fourth down and converting them. They need it here. Fisher turns, play fakes, going to bootleg off to the left side and has some room momentarily, and still going to be stopped shy. Big play by number eight, Ryan Odgers, stepping up. No gain on the play, and the Panthers turn it over on downs. Well, tried to get outside there, haven't gotten much going between the tackles, and so a little wrinkle momentarily, but nothing doing, just too much quickness for this Haverford D.
No doubt about it. I mean, that was that really, I mean, almost from the snap, you could see it wasn't going to get out. It's just pursuit was too quick. They read it very quickly, and they just formed a wall out there.
Ridley 14, Haverford 7. I'm sorry, Ridley 14, Pencrest 7, rather. 14-0 Upper Darby on top of Marple. Here, 13-0 Haverford, and looking for more. Motion man is Blair from left to right, and they give it to him on the sweep to this near sideline. Across the 50, has a seam. 40, cuts inside at the hash mark. Dragging tacklers down to the Strathaven 25. See where they spot this. They're going to give him the 23 even. 32-yard run. And the Panthers have had no answers for number 10.
Yeah, other than when number 10 muffs the ball or slips, you know,
right.
Fumbles it himself. Yeah,
right. Blair had a fumble earlier tonight.
Well, there's
very more than made up for it.
Panthers are very susceptible to the option, which we saw from last week. And I think you may see it a few times from Haverford tonight.
First and 10 from the Haven 23. Haverford up by two scores and looking for more here. Blair on the right hip, Wint on the left of Ruane. They give it to Wint off this right side. He's going to run for a couple. Corey Harris and John Wilson, nice job holding their ground. Yeah, it's maybe a yard, maybe not even. No gain on the play for Wint. There's run twice for negative yardage now. But it's the rest of this offense that the Panthers have not been able to account for thus far.
Yeah, give me a yard.
Upper Darby now on top 21-0 early in the second quarter on Marple Newtown. So Panthers not the only 5A team having trouble with a 6A so far.
We got 10 listeners, so they're starting to come back.
All right. Second and 9 from the 22. Two receivers to either side. Ruane back to pass, and flags first. All right. You're going to end up with false start here. So Haverford, a couple of self-inflicted wounds here with a fumble. And now the first penalty of the night for either side. They'll march it back to the 27.
It's been a real clean game relative to penalties. It's been a lot of fumbling and strange stuff going on. That one play to Blair, that pass, I don't understand. I mean, his back was towards us, so we didn't know what happened. But it looked like a clean catch from here, and then it just suddenly took off with legs of its own. The ball just took off by itself.
Second and 13 now for Haverford. Two receivers to either side. Wint in the backfield with Jake Ruane, who's in the gun. Back to pass. Looking. Down this right seam he goes. Has a man. Beautiful one-handed grab. Snatching it out of the air is Kevin DePrince at the 7-yard line. Gain of 20, and it's first and goal to go.
That was a beautiful catch. I mean, that was literally a one-handed grab. I really thought he was going to drop it.
DePrince catches of 23 and now 20 yards. His second of the night. Ruane. 7 out of 11 for 143 and a score. And more room to go here. First and goal to go from the 7. Panther defense in some trouble now. Three wide receivers to the left. Mosley split to the far side. Slot, DePrince, and number 20, Colin Ney. Another junior. Tight end to the right. And Ruane in the gun with Chase Wint. Give is to Wint. Nope, Ruane's going to keep it himself. Duck inside of Belleville momentarily, and then Ethan says not so fast. No gain on the play, or maybe a yard. Maybe a yard. Good work there by Belleville to hang on and get some help from his teammates. Belleville, 6 tackles last week, 3 of them for a loss against Ridley, and he's been fantastic at defensive end once again. Was super last year as a junior and following suit again in his senior year. 6:29, 6:28 and counting before halftime. Strathaven trying to keep Haverford to 3 or less. Second and goal from the 6. Ruane, 2 receivers to either side. Motion man is Blair. They give it to Blair on the sweep to this right side. He's going to duck inside. Lunge forward just shy of the goal line. Good work there by Arion Ford stepping up on the tackle. Take it down to the 2. Gain of 4 for Blair, and it's third and goal. Well, back on the air, as we said, Mike.
Yep,
and,
we're up to 14
people
listeners,
are,
so we're
starting
okay.
to catch on. That's great. We'll try to keep it moving. And Raiders, Radnor having no trouble moving the ball tonight against Garnet Valley, says Matt Smith from the Delco Times. 7-0 Radnor, and still with the football.
Wow.
Third and goal from the two here. Ruane, two receivers to his left. They give inside. Wint on the cutback. Beautiful cut by Chasen Wint, and he is into the end zone for Haverford. 5:29 to play here before halftime. It is 19-0. Extra point pending.
That could be a not nice thing right now. You know, being up by three scores and Haven not being able to move the ball anywhere. That doesn't spell a lot of hope there.
All right,
but we got to play the game. So let's see what they can do.
Beef Wellington on for the extra point try. He's 1 out of 2 on the night. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty of leg, and this one is true. 19-0. Haverford on top. A very nice drive again for the Haverford offense. 55 yards later, they're up three scores. Haven trying to get something going when we come back on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Connor. Two-yard touchdown run. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and since that has been a coach at O'Hara and now a coach at Widener, right?
Was it Carroll first?
Carroll, I'm sorry. Yeah.
His dad and brother at O'Hara. Mike Connor, former quarterback and former defensive coordinator and head coach here for a while, was Jim Connor. But here, end over and kick's going to come down to Ebo Pio at the 10-yard line. Across the 25, out to the 28. And the Panthers will give it another shot on offense here. 5:22 to play before halftime. Trailing 20-0. All right, Mike.
All right,
time to get it going.
Yep. Well, they got it. They got to show something here. Got to show something. So, you know, if they got something special in their quiver, now's the time to talk and see what they can do. I mean, at this point, it's not like he's going to lose you the game.
Under center, two wings there, and they give to Belleville on first down, and no gain. There is just no push up front as number 52, Paul Denman, on the stop. Number 40, the sophomore linebacker, Will Higson, in there as well, and just nothing doing right now. Panther offensive line and two tight end set that's been so good for most of the season, averaging 250 yards a game on the ground. Just can't get anything going right now. This Haverford defense is ready to go. Counterplay inside is Belleville, who's going to get a couple across the 30, out to the 32 maybe. Give him four. Give 31, so give him three, and it'll be third down. And 7 upcoming here. So trying to get you some score updates as well. Ethan Belleville, Strathaven's leading rusher right now. 4 carries for just 14 yards.
Mm.
Gives you an idea of how everybody else is doing.
Yep.
Coach Clancy's going to call timeout and try to get things going.
I got total yards on my stats at 31. Does that sound close
to
you?
That's about right. All 31 right. yards of offense for the Panthers thus far. And that's
all right,
been
you want
tough
to take a quick break so we can catch up with stuff?
Yeah, we'll do that and be back in 30 seconds. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive. We'll be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Coldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5555.
5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
31 total yards of offense for the Panthers thus far. But here, it just takes one sometimes. Just takes one play to get you going. And they need it right now on 3rd and 7 from their 31-yard line. Split end to the right, shotgun look. Fisher fires high, incomplete. Good coverage there by number 3, Shane Mosley, on Arion Ford out at the first down
mark. It was good because I think that was going to be a pick six as that was thrown where you're supposed to be.
They were looking to just get the ball out of Fisher's hand quickly. 7-yard little hitch pattern there. And we'd said before the game, Panthers were going to have some trouble tonight getting open. This is a very good secondary with Mosley and Blair back there, and certainly the other side, Justin Burgess more than holds his own. Strong safety back there is Sean Reynolds. He's had some highlight plays this year. And now 4th and 7, Ryan Krause on to punt it again. Steps into one and is wobbling and angling and takes a Strathaven roll inside the 30, the 25, inside the 20. Terrific roll here. And Ryan Krause has tilted the field as requested. Put it at the 18-yard line on another terrific punt. So 49 on the punt, I believe.
I will tell you.
Yep. And no return.
So 50, actually.
50 on the punt. Nice work there by Krause. He's been getting better each time he kicks it, which is not really what you want to have.
No, but if you're gonna play a team like Haverford, you might as well do something.
Your punter has been one of your busier players on the field. Jake Ruane, 7 out of 11, 143 yards passing. He's in the shotgun with 3 receivers to the right. One to the left out there is Ryan Odgers. Went in the backfield with him. 20-0 is the lead. 3 timeouts in their pockets. 4 minutes left. Give is to Wint for maybe a couple. Nice work there by number 64, Matt Dowdy, stopping after a gain of just 2. So Wint, 4 carries, just 4 yards, and has the 3rd Haverford touchdown of the night. 2nd down and 8 right here. 3:39, 3:38 and counting to play before halftime. As you said, Mike, Haverford will get the ball to start the second half as well. Split left, split right, slot left, slot right. Motion man is DePrince. They give it to him on the jet sweep, and flags all over the place. Probably going to get a motion penalty here. DePrince takes it all the way out to the 33-yard line, but I think this is coming back. Arion Ford in on the tackle, but you're going to end up with an illegal shift. So 2nd and 8 will turn into 2nd down and 13 as they back it up. Hapro, Horsham, and Cheltenham scoreless. Why are we interested in that game besides my alma mater?
Well, Cheltenham.
Well, Cheltenham is a surprise team this year and 5A for the first time. They were 6A for years, now into 5A levels. Cheltenham looking for a top 8 seed in the playoffs. Hapro, Horsham trying to show them otherwise. 2nd down and 13. Backed up to their 16-yard line. Haverford will snap from the left hash. 2 receivers to either side. Chasen Wint on the right hip of Jake Ruane. Barks out the signals and takes the shotgun snap. Looking, has time. Fires a dart down the middle. It's complete to DePrince, who is upended at the 41-yard line by Jais Davis.
God, that was a pretty pass. That was really nice.
That's a 26-yarder out to the 42-yard line. Burke in, Mazur out. But DePrince, 3 catches now. What did we say that was, a 27-yarder right there?
That was 26, yep.
Yep, okay. He's up to 69 yards receiving as well. And Ruane, he said 166 throwing it, still with time here in the second quarter. DePrince, juggled snap, scramble for it, and it looks like Corey Harris is on it. Oh, self-inflicted wound there, and the Panthers happy to take advantage. Ruane juggled the snap. He and DePrince cross signals, and Corey Harris in the backfield pounces on it. His 2nd fumble recovery of the season for the junior defensive end, and the Panthers in business now. 1st and 10 at the Haverford 38-yard line. See what they can get going. Big play by Corey. Mentioned him earlier. He's been very, very solid at defensive end. Looking forward to even bigger and better things in the weeks and season ahead. 2:50 to play here before halftime. Oh, wouldn't it be nice for the Panthers to crack the scoreboard? They lead, or they trail, rather, 20-0.
They got to find some way to move the ball, that's for sure.
Tight end to the left is Arion Ford. Wing to the right now is Belleville. In the backfield is Zach Hussein off the left side. He's going to spin his way for a couple and then slung backwards. I will tell you, and this is not a knock on Strathaven's efforts, I will tell you the weight room is showing up right now in the front seven of Haverford. Those kids are strong, and they are not giving up any ground. That's, and I said that, like I said, that's not a knock on Strathaven, but they are running into kids that are quicker and faster and physically powerful right now.
Yep, and it shows. Yep. They can't get them off the line. They're not creating any real holes, just some seams.
And they are not outsized, I will tell you that. Our Panthers are not. Back to passes, Fisher looking, firing. It is deflected at the line of scrimmage, looking for Ford in the left flat here, but big play there by 42 C.J. Way at defensive end to tip it away, and Fisher now 0-for-6 throwing it. Just there's really been nobody open, honestly, and a lot of pressure in his face most of the night. 2:07 to play here before halftime. Panthers trying to get something started.
I mean, you know, they recovered a fumble and they have gained 2 yards
so far
in two plays. So
here we go. Split end to the right, slot to the right is Ivo Pio. Wing to the right as well. They go to Hussein, who's into the secondary and just inches away from breaking it. Still going to pick up the Panthers' second first down of the night. They'll move it out to the 28-yard line, so they spread the field a little bit. Hussein with a quick hitter off the right side, up to 18 yards on 7 carries. Jake Fisher with a fresh set of downs and a new play from Coach Clancy. Clock ticks, 1:56, 1:55 to play before halftime. Panthers still with 2 timeouts. If they can get it going. Knocking on the door here, a little closer to pay dirt. Give on a quick hitter as to Hussein, who sheds the first arm tackle, and not much else after that. Nice work there by 52 Paul Denman again. Stops him at the 26 for a gain of just 2 more. Well, that's the recipe right now if you're Haverford. You come in and say, look, we have to take away the fullback. Hussein, 8 carries for 20 yards. Prochniak, 4 carries for 8 yards. You know, it's about 2 yards a carry. Very different from, you know, the 5.5-yard average the Panthers' ground game typically gets. On 2nd and 8, play fake, back to pass, looking. Fisher wants it all, down the near sideline, coming back to the ball, making the grab is Ford. He's going to swing his way into the end zone for a touchdown.
What a play.
Beautiful job by Ford to come back to the ball. Ran through a couple of tacklers inside the 5. And the strength shows up for number 4, and the Panthers are on the board with 1:02 to play before halftime.
Yeah, I got to give them a roar for that. Boy, that was something else.
Nicely done there from the 27. Extra point upcoming here for Emmett Young. Jake Fisher to hold. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty of distance, and Emmett Young pounds it through. 21-7 is your score. Panthers on the board. They take full advantage of the Corey Harris fumble recovery, and we'll be back in just a moment. See if the defense can hold up one more time here on HavenFootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Haverford 20, Strathaven 7 as the Panthers cash in on the Corey Harris fumble recovery. Beautiful throw from Fisher finding a seam there. Not the prettiest pass he's ever thrown, but enough to get it done when Ford came back to it. High, short, end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Mosley. Juggles it momentarily, but has room and tries to turn up the left side here. Up the left hash now. Bounces up and runs into a man momentarily. And this is a great job by the Panthers to sling him backwards. Arion Ford in on the stop. Forward progress gives him the 32, but good job there by the special teams unit. Coverage by Mazur and Peichel and Arion Ford cleaning it up. Nicely done there, kids. And with 49.9 to play here in the second quarter.
Well, 49 seconds left. You think they're going to try to burn them on a long one or just run some ground stuff and let it go?
I would. They have all three timeouts, does Haverford. I would say
they're sending out three receivers. So.
Yep. All right. Jake Ruane. Two turnovers tonight for the Haverford offense, but three wide receivers here, backs on either side of him in the shotgun. First and 10 from the 33-yard line. Ruane takes the snap, gives off to Wint off the left side, and he's going to run it smack into Corey Harrison, friends, off that left edge. Give him the 35 for a gain of two, and I think Coach Gallagher's thinking a little differently than we are, Mike. They're
just
seem to
run.
Be playing it safely.
Well, you know, it probably makes sense. It's a 20-7 game. Why give it away?
Yeah.
And, you know, you got the whole second half and the ball first.
And right. Getting the football back, I think, is a factor here. And don't give the Panthers any reason to get excited after the fumble recovery and then a big scoring pass. Three receivers, two to the left, one to the right. 11 seconds, 10 seconds, probably the final play of this first half. They give off, it's Ruane's going to keep it himself, and he is going to be banged down by Belleville and Burke. Oh, went airborne and dropped heavily.
Yep.
Seems to be okay, I believe, or so I hope. Either way, Panther defense stiffens in the final couple minutes, and a little bit of momentum for the silver and black here on homecoming weekend. Nice work there by the Panther D to spark the offense. And speaking of halftime, we'll have Andrew Kaufman and Mike Mayer taking care of some halftime chatter. We'll try to get some score updates from elsewhere. An extended halftime with homecoming weekend here. We'll hear from the Strathaven marching unit. We've got the band here as well from Haverford, so it should be a fun 15 minutes or so. So we'll take a couple minutes. Thanks again to our sponsors for keeping us on the air week after week. Be back in just a moment for the halftime chatter on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Caldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by
Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
And welcome back to Strathaven High School and George L. King Field, where the score is Haverford 20, Strathaven 7, and it's been, I think, the game we kind of expected. Haven has really had trouble trying to do anything on the field and on offense. They've had their moments on defense, but big plays for Haverford. And Haverford is everything they've cracked up to be, Andrew. By the way, Andrew is joining us tonight, Andrew Kaufman, because Pete Fulginetti is feeling a little bit under the weather. And we said hello, Pete, earlier, but we weren't on the air then because I had some computer issues. So now that we're on the air and everything, Pete, hope you're feeling better. We'll see you next week, hopefully. Andrew, what's your impressions of what's going on? Oh, I didn't turn his mic on.
Yeah, it's been a tough game for Strathaven, both offensively and defensively. They haven't been able to move the ball too well on offense. Haverford's defense has played really well. They've been really fast to the ball. And on defense, they've just, like on for Haverford on offense, they've been able to move the ball really well through the air and on the ground. They've been running the ball inside, getting the passes working, and they've just had a really good game plan. And Strathaven really hasn't been able to do too much to slow them down.
No, they got
other
some.
Well, they got Haverford getting in their own way.
Well, yeah, Haverford certainly made some interesting errors. I mean, they fumbled the ball. Haven recovered on one of the fumbles. Haven recovered and threw a beautiful pass. You know, and that's one of the things. Every pass has been extremely well covered. I mean, I will give Fisher credit. He has thrown the ball right where he needs to throw it to get in there. But he's always thrown it usually between two defenders. He's been lucky he hasn't been intercepted. And I don't mean lucky like in, you know, it should have been intercepted. He just has done that well with the way he's been passing. And then the one catch down here when Arian Ford just kind of wrestled the ball away from the defender and then pulled into the end zone for the score, that was just remarkable.
That was a really nice play by Ford.
And the other Ford pass that Fisher threw was between two defenders 50 yards down the field. It was a beautiful pass.
Yeah, he really pulled it down there.
He just couldn't get to it. I mean, he just couldn't get it in. But that was, first of all, it was amazing coverage because generally in high school, when you throw a ball that deep and you have two defenders on you, the odds of pass interference is so good because they're, you know, they're not disciplined enough to stay away. Boy, they didn't touch Ford. The ball was right between them
on that play. And Jake Fisher dropped that ball in there.
It was
just
amazing.
Unfortunate that we could that
like on
Ford
a string
hang on to it
like on a string. But boy, the running game so far,
the running game has not been there for
been non-existent.
Even.
Yeah, they've got 27 Haverford, yards on the ground.
Yeah, Haverford's just flown to the ball on defense.
I'm sorry, they got 43 yards on the ground, 21 in I'm sorry. They've got 43 total net rushing yards with 21 attempts, and that's a disaster, obviously.
Too good.
But Fisher's had a couple of opportunities. Actually, he's thrown some balls, I think, high, but I think he threw them on purpose because he realized throwing them on a beeline would have probably been intercepted.
Yeah, if you throw some of these balls a little bit lower, they're definitely going to be picked off. And then I think Strathaven's been kind of lucky that they haven't turned the ball over, honestly, tonight.
Well, there's no doubt that Haven's been lucky. He's been lucky with Haverford's fumble situation. They've been lucky. You know, the kickoff went through the hands into the end zone, and two Haverford defenders were there. Both of them go for the ball, but it gets out of bounds. And that would have been a touchdown there.
They've escaped a couple of close situations, and they were able to take advantage of the last Haverford turnover, and actually that put it in for six this time.
Right. So Haverford gets the ball first. It would be nice if Haven can find a way to stop them and get the ball back and run up, you know, and get a score. Now, that's a very big ask for
the Haven defense, especially the way they've played this season. The second half has always been the Achilles heel of this team this year.
Yeah, well, that was the other thing I was going to talk about is the second half has not been kind to Haven. And coming into this game where you're already down 20-7, so, you know, trying to hold on for dear life and not let this game get away from you. It's going to be a big ask, I think, all the way around. But this is the time to turn around. You know, the bottom line is, and Brian Carroll will talk about this more when he comes back after commercial, but, you know, the way he's got it planned out, it looks like
with a win over Marple next week and a win over Harrington the week after, we're right in the mix for a playoff berth, and yeah, that could give us, with any kind of luck, we could get Radnor again, which we felt we could have won.
That was definitely a winnable game that we had.
Absolutely. So, if we get the right opponent, and several of them that are lining up, the stars are lining up, seem to be the right opponent for us, if we're beginning to turn it around, if we have a good second half, win or lose,
yeah,
I mean, that I'm not as concerned about is showing what I don't want to do is see this go into the mercy rule.
Yeah,
I don't want to see it be a blowout in the second half. If we can hang tough and play a good second half, hopefully that'll mean we've turned the corner, because you play the season and it'd be wonderful to be a Central League championship and all that, but at the end of the day, what everybody plays for is PIA time. So if we can get into the playoffs and perform well in the first game. Last year we won the first game. We were the underdog. The second game didn't do so well. We were out. But, that's what you really look forward to. And if they turn the corner on these bad second halves, I think the timing is good.
Yeah, if they have a solid second half, I think that could give them some confidence into the coming weeks. And then a win over Marple and a win over Heritage the season, you're going into the playoffs with some good momentum.
Right, absolutely. And Marple's not a bad team. They're having a tough year like we are. But the bottom line is, if we can't find a way to play in the second half of the game, there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to have the wind and the stamina to do it. So, we have a small roster. We pointed that out there in the 50-yard line article this week. We're playing teams that have 50, 60, 80 kids on their roster, and we've got under 40. So, we're really at a disadvantage. Half of the kids are playing hurt. So, hopefully they're finding their stamina, they're finding their legs, and let's just hope for a solid second half. And again, I'm not concerned about the win as much as I am just a good show.
Yeah. As long as they can show well in the second half, I think that'll be a good confidence boost for this team, as they've been able to – they've struggled in the second half throughout the season, and if they can have a good second half, that's going to lead to good things down the road.
Well, it certainly can. I mean, I think it'll give them some momentum for the next couple of games. So, all right, well – the Haverford Marching Band just went off the field, and now the Strathaven Marching Band is coming in for their 3 to 4 minute performance. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break and come back and hear the updates that Brian's been working on and all the Twitter feeds and everything else that he does. So score is now 20-7 in favor of Haverford. We're at halftime, and we'll be back in just a little bit. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Caldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5555.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day.
If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Joanna Slosky of Coldwell Banker Preferred Realty. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Strathaven Middle School, George L. King Field, 20-7. Haverford on top of Strathaven as we watch the 12th man, the Strathaven marching unit in front of us, and some new songs tonight, actually. They were terrific, and then there was a Billy Joel, Elton John medley going on from the Haverford squad. So while Mike and Andrew were talking, I was over here trying not to sing along or, you know, break into dance. You know, nobody's ready to see that just yet.
Well, the dance part we could go for. The singing, I think we'd have to wait on.
There's a reason we're on the radio, Mike.
That's right. That's true.
Let's leave it at that.
But we could describe the dance, and we could just not be truthful.
Well, you could describe what's going on in front of you, because we got 400 plus in the Strathaven High School marching unit. There was another 253 with the middle school group.
Yeah, that's always
650 plus on the field pregame tonight, which was fantastic. So,
and they've been rehearsing all week long. Now, through the weather that we've had and everything else, that must have been quite a feat to perform.
So that was terrific effort. Thanks to everybody in the music program at both the middle school and the high school. And it's been fun to watch, as always.
And let's not forget the grade schools that brought these kids up into the middle school and
gave
them their music lessons.
So we got some score updates from around District 1, District 12. Many with playoff implications at this point. We'll start out in Downingtown area. Avon Grove 13, Bishop Shanahan nothing. So a little bit of a surprise there. But 4A Bishop Shanahan playing a lot of 6A schools, but usually hangs tough, trying to get something going there and take out the Red Devils. Staying out there in the Chestmont, Coatesville 42, Westchester eats nothing in the first half. So emergency rule coming
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's done.
Battle of Downingtown is tied at halftime. Downingtown East 7, Downingtown West 7. So, again, that's a game I thought Downingtown East would handle pretty handily, honestly, with Downingtown West quarterback injured.
Yep.
And I think if Downingtown East and West are playing close, I think that spells it out even more clearly exactly how good Coatesville is, as they hammered West a couple weeks ago. The Chestmont, I think, is could be a done deal here if Downingtown East can't step up to a level that Coatesville's playing recently. A little closer to home now in Delaware County. Academy Park 21, Chester nothing. Not really a surprise there. Yeah. Academy Park trying to go to 7-1. And to me, looming on this schedule is a Week 10 matchup, what will probably be for the Del Val title. Academy Park and Penwood looking like
that'll be a
collision course for very likely, I would say, the Del Val title, but also possibly a number one seed at 5A, perhaps, depending on how other things shake out. Also, in Delaware County, closer to home in the Central League, Conestoga 7, Harriton nothing at halftime. Radnor on top of Garnet Valley early in the third quarter, 7-0.
Still, they got that 7 early in the game.
Yep. 7-0 with the opening drive, and Garnet Valley's offense through the first half had less than 90 yards. So Radnor's defense doing the job again tonight.
Wow.
And Garnet has yet to crack the scoreboard. So big surprise for the moment, but Radnor's been ready to play. And I will tell you, Haverford tonight is a big – they're big Radnor fans, I will tell you, trying to stay in. And if everybody comes out with one loss in the Central tonight, Haverford handled Radnor quite easily, actually, 40-16. Upper Darby wants a shot to stay in it. They'll play Garnet in Week 10. So if they all have one loss, it could be very interesting.
Well, it'll just be a multiple tie in Central League.
Oh, yeah, we've had tri-champs as recently as 2016.
No doubt about it.
So in the meantime, staying in Delaware County, Penwood 22, Glen Mills 8. So Glen Mills having trouble at 3-4, but Penwood could go to 7-1, and again, setting up a showdown for a Del Val title and a top four seed in the playoffs. Also in Delaware County, Upper Darby 21, Marple Newtown nothing. That has to give the Panthers some hope leading into next week. if Upper Darby is handling the Tigers as well as they have thus far. Staying in 5A, but moving up to the Suburban 1 League. Upper Dublin, the 2 seed right now, they're hammering with Wissahickon 27-0. Wissahickon is winless and looking like it will stay that way after tonight. Up in the Pac-10, Pope John Paul at 6-1 leads Pottstown 7-6. In this over in the Chestmont, Westchester Ruston 7, Unionville nothing. That could be big.
Wow.
Unionville is right now. I'm projecting them to be right on the cusp of playoff contention. I'll come back to that in a minute. But a win over Ruston tonight would vault them well forward into making the playoffs. They are the Division District 1 5A defending champs. Staying up in the Suburban 1, CB East 13, CB South nothing. North Penn having some trouble with CB West, 6-0. North Penn and undefeated. CB West just 2-5, but the Bucks hanging tough on the road up in Lansdale at Crawford Stadium. Satterton 16, Council Rock nothing. Hapro Horsham and Cheltenham scoreless at halftime.
Wow.
So Cheltenham, that's another team I thought could be maybe a 5 or 6 seed, but they have to take care of Hapro Horsham. The teams have combined for 3 turnovers in the red zone tonight. So nobody wants to score, apparently,
yeah.
up at Hapro Horsham. So staying up there in Suburban 1, Harry S. Truman continues to stay hot. They're up 21-0 on Abington. In the Catholic League, couple games of note. Bonner and Carroll, close to home here, they are tied at 7. West Catholic and Conwell Egan also tied at 7, last we heard. And then out in Ohio tonight, Sun Valley. So the Sun Valley Vanguards drove out. They're playing Massillon, which is a powerhouse program in Ohio. But they also got a stop at the Pro Football Hall of Fame yesterday. So, you know, a nice road trip for Sun Valley. They trail Massillon at the moment 10-0. So.
And was that halftime?
That's second quarter score last week.
Well, I was going to say, that's a victory, I think, for Sun Valley. They were expecting to get blown out of that game.
Yeah, for the moment, they are. It was 10-0. Ridley, 42, Pencrest, 7. So Ridley continues to stay hot. John Bakey is over 100 yards again. He is running like crazy. Massillon has extended their lead now. We just got a tweet from Chris Easterling. 31-0 Massillon all over Sun Valley. So you're
okay,
right,
that's,
Mike.
That sounds more like what it was supposed
expected.
To be, yeah.
Yep. Penridge on top of William Tennant now, 34-14.
How do they
as
do
well.
That for playoff points?
It'll count as just you know, a
yeah,
play.
But Sun Valley's a 5A, right?
Right, and Massillon's actually a smaller school. But, you know, it'll just count for whether they're 2A or 4A or
okay.
5A, and
whatever
as it would in
okay.
Pennsylvania. Yep. So that happens with, you know, there's always seems to be a couple of crossover games. You know, Pennsylvania teams end up playing a Delaware team now and then.
Yeah,
And the same thing all counts. So speaking
well,
of playoff
Delaware,
points,
I assume we had some relationship with Delaware. Yep. We'd established the points. But
that's a nice segue right into the playoff picture right now. So at the moment, Radnor at 8, at 6-1, if they were to actually knock off Garnet Valley, Radnor, with just Pencrest and Lower Merion in front of them, they would absolutely end up being a 9-1 record would be the number one seed with all those power points knocking
right,
off Garnet.
Right, right, right.
If it doesn't go Radnor's way, then and they finish say 8-2, I have them projected as a 3 seed. Okay. I think Penwood or the winner of Academy Park or Penwood probably vaults to the 1 seed. Upper Dublin plays Wissahickon winless tonight. Plymouth, White Marsh, and Upper Moreland also struggling. They only play 9 games. They probably finish at 8-1 and probably the 2 seed. But Penwood Academy Park, the winner of that, to me, if Radnor loses, is probably the 1 seed. If Radnor wins, then everybody else falls into place at, say, 3, 4, 5, and so forth. Speaking of, Springfield, Lower Merion and Conestoga on the schedule, still have Haverford looming next week. So Springfield could very well have finished 7-3. I think they probably are in that 5 or 6 range. Cheltenham, if they take care of the Hatters tonight, should take care of Upper Moreland and Wissahickon in the next 2 weeks. To me, Cheltenham's probably 8-2, 7-3 at worst, and that puts them in that 5 or 6 range
right.
as well. Ruston has Unionville, Sun Valley, and Great Valley. If they can win tonight and handle Sun Valley, they're going to finish 7-2 and will be probably in that 6 or 7 range as well. Oxford, with Great Valley tonight and leading 13-7, they have Kennett. They also have Shanahan, so that could be – Oxford could be 7-3. They could be 6-4, but they're probably in that 8-9 range, depending on how that goes. Westchester East, having trouble with Coatesville, not unexpected. They have Downingtown West. That's going to be a very tough one as well. They also have winless Westchester Henderson coming. So my guess at the moment is Westchester East finishes 5-5. 5-5 this year for them probably gets them a 10 or 11 seed, believe it or not. So I think there will be multiple 5-5 seeds, 5-5 teams in that 10 to 12 or 10 to 13 range.
Right.
And, Mike, I said yesterday, the other day, nah, there's not going to be a team with a losing record in. You were right. There will probably be a 4-6 team, possibly even 3-7 teams vying for that 15 to 16 spot as we look at Marple Newtown, Chichester, Unionville, Strathaven, Sun Valley, Interboro, and Phoenixville all in that hunt there. To finish in this maybe 3-6. Those teams that only play 9 games could hurt them, could also help them.
Right.
3-6 versus a team that finishes 3-7. So to me, Strathaven, if they can't turn it around tonight, if you beat Marple, if you beat Harriton, which again you would hope that would be the case,
right.
5-5, I'm thinking Strathaven somewhere between a 12 and 14 seed. That could probably match them up with the loser of Penwood Academy Park. It could match them up with Cheltenham. It could match them up with Springfield. And, from the standpoint of, hey, do you want to play a team that you've never really seen before, but they haven't seen the Wing T either, maybe it's Cheltenham would be their first pick. But I will tell you, before the game, the players were thinking about it, and, who could you match up with, depending on where you land? They want Radnor. They absolutely want Radnor,
yeah.
Saying, hey, we were right there. If it had not been for a couple of drop passes and a defensive mistake or two, that 23-21 victory for Radnor could have certainly gone the other way. So
no
Panthers, the kids are ready to play anybody. But from the standpoint of what does 5A look like, what does the Central League look like, if Strathaven plays even with Radnor and Radnor's playing even with Garnet Valley and Haverford lost to Garnet Valley, it's really anybody's game this year or anybody's league in the Central. Everything seems to be matched up pretty evenly.
Yeah, well, there's a top five or six and there's the bottom five or six, and there's not a lot of middle ground anymore.
Right. Well, here we go. Emmett Young ready to kick it away. Mosley stands at the 21-yard line awaiting what he expects to be a short kick. Emmett Young sends a liner. Angling takes one hop and bounces dead at the 18-yard line. It's picked up there by Blair, who runs up the left hash mark, and he's met by Zane Mazur. Nice work there on the spinning tackle there by Mazur at the 37-yard line, and that's where Jake Ruane and the Fords offense will start with a 20-7 lead here in the third quarter. Ruane, 8 out of 12 for 169 yards and a score through the air in the first half. Also had a 23-yard touchdown run, 33 yards on the ground for Ruane. Wint, 5 carries for just 6 yards, but he has a touchdown. Blair, 46 yards rushing and 100 yards receiving. DePrince has hurt the Panthers as well, 3 catches for 69 yards. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Now they go empty backfield, and here it is on the jet sweep to the left side. This is Blair, who runs into 33 Luke Healy at the 41-yard line. Gain of about 4 for Blair. Brings up second down and 6.
Well, this is going to be an interesting half because Haven has not traditionally done well in the second half of football, and they cannot let this game get away with them. I think the important thing here, and we talked about this during our show with Andrew, is not to allow it to occur in the second half. You may lose the game, but you want to keep it like you've got it. Keep it by a couple of scores.
3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Chasen Wint back in the game in the backfield with Ruane. On 2nd and 6 from the 41, it is Wint right up the middle, and he runs into Prochniak and friends at the 45-yard line. Brings up third down and about 2 after a gain of 4. So keep you posted on other scores as we get them. Episcopal Academy on top, 14-13. Central Bucks West and North Penn now tied at halftime, 6-6. How about that? Surprise there. Garnet Valley and Radnor now tied at 7. 3rd and 2 here. Sweep to the right. Quarterback keeper here. Turning the corners. Rain. Lots of room. 50. Ducks out. Inside, then outside. Jais Davis rides him out of bounds at the Panther 44-yard line, and that is another 11 yards and a first down for Jake Ruane. So he can do it with his arm and his legs. And, Ruane, he's had over 100 yards rushing in a couple of games this year, never mind all the passing yards. had two rushing touchdowns last week against that 70-7 victory over Pencrest. Against Conestoga, Ruane had 146 and three rushing touchdowns. Here, first and 10 from the Panther 45-yard line, two receivers to either side, and Wint in the backfield. Back is Ruane, looking, steps up in the pocket, fires to the near sideline. It is caught, and inbounds, nice tackle by Jaiz Davis, and they'll say inbounds is Mosley. First catch of the night for Shane Mosley. Keep wanting to call him Jordan, his older brother who's at Richmond now and starred here for a few years. They'll put it at the 31-yard line, gain of 13 on the out pattern. Good delivery there from Ruane that time, getting it over the outstretched hands of Corey Harris. So Mosley has them set up first and 10 at the Panther 31-yard line. Clock ticks, 10-10, 10:09 and counting to play here in a fast-moving third quarter thus far. Clock just rolling. Panthers need a stop here. Ethan Belleville, stand-up defensive end here. Four-man front for the Panthers on first and 10. It's Wint running towards Belleville off that left side, and it'd be Jake Fisher's going to spin him down. He's not going to get the line of scrimmage. Well, maybe they will give him the line of scrimmage. All right. In fact, they'll give him a yard on a first on a lean there. So Wint just 11 yards on seven carries. Panthers have done a great job on the junior fullback. But and speaking of juniors, Mike, I mentioned it briefly, but Haverford, they're going to graduate Jake Ruane. But Wint, Blair, and Mosley all come back in the backfield. They're going to have to replace most of their offensive line as well. But, you know, this is a team that if they can get some push up front, the skill guys coming back next year are just going to be fantastic again. Second and 9 from the Panther 30-yard line. Split to either side, slot to either side. Blair motions from left to right. Back is Ruane, rolling to that right side. Looking, has time, fires to the outside, and it is caught. Terrific catch. Great coverage by Ebo Pio to ride down DePrince. But that ball was on the money at the 18-yard line. That'll stop the clock and move the chains for a gain of 12. DePrince, four catches now for 81 yards.
Well, they're just, you know, it's just their efficiency in both the run game and the pass game. Haverford's just been terrific. And I got to tell you, even, you know, there's been some missed tackles and things like that, but the coverage has been good.
Yeah.
There haven't been, you know, necessarily, there were some wide open plays, but, you know, it's tightened up. But both quarterbacks are throwing extremely well. I mean, we haven't been able to catch them as well as Haverford has. It looks like a timeout.
Timeout for head coach Joe Gallagher and the Fords, and we'll take one with them. 8:46 to play here in the third quarter. First and 10 for Haverford. When we come back, they lead it 20-7 and knocking on the door again. Panthers D's trying to step up on HavenFootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Thanks for sending it back, Mr. Hans. Always fun, and he has to feel good, or I hope he would know that the band is in good hands.
Yes,
right
it
now.
Is.
They sound terrific. They've got a couple of different songs they're mixing in now after several weeks of perfecting the first go round, and it's been fun. And tonight, especially with the middle school and high school bands featured, it's been great. Beautiful night for football. It feels like fall finally. Long sleeves for everybody here.
Yep.
And first and 10 for Haverford from the right hash. They're moving left to right here in this third quarter. Strathaven defense bending, trying not to break. From the 18, motion man is Blair, and they give it to him on the jet sweep off this right side. Blair looking for room, not finding much of it. Corey Harris there to meet him after a gain to the 14-yard line. Brings up second down and 6 as Blair goes for 4 more. 6 carries for 54 yards for Blair on the ground. 4 catches for 100 yards and a score on the receiving side of it. 8:20 and counting to play here in the third. As I mentioned briefly a moment ago, Garnet Valley has tied Radnor now.
Okay.
Early on their opening drive of the third quarter. 7-7, Colin Robinson in from the 10. Second and 6 here from the 14-yard line three receivers to the left, and they roll that way. Just here we go, student body right, trying to turn the corner as Ruane, and Jake Fisher rides him out of bounds. And then a big hit right at the edge of the sideline from Arion Ford. Ruane's a little slow to get up, and that was borderline, I think,
Well, you
another,
know,
another step.
He kept driving down, down the line. So, you know, that's to one of the problems I have in the NFL is not that you shouldn't hit the quarterback, but that they take advantage of that hesitation by the defender.
Right.
That should be a penalty. If you like you're going out and you juke back in the field for another 2 yards, that should be a flag.
Or open season.
Well,
or let it go. He, and let him take a shot.
You got more inventory in quarterbacks and dollars. Right. You know, it's not going to work.
Third and three after Ruane takes for three. Ruane in the gun. Three receivers to his right. Went in the backfield. They fired out to the left side. It is caught on the quick hitch and diving for the pylon. And in for the touchdown is number eight, Ryan Odgers. His first catch of the game from 11 yards out. And Haverford has gone back up by three scores. Quick hitch there, number eight, Ryan Odgers. First grab of the night. And 205 yards passing now.
That was super quick, too.
Yep.
That was a nice play.
7:50 to play here in the third quarter. Beef Wellington on for the extra point. 26-7 extra point pending. He'll come out of the hold of Andrew McGinnis, who spots it. Kick is away, but no good. Deflected. The Panthers got a piece of it. Nicely done there, and the score stays 26-7. Be back in just a moment. See if the Panthers can answer with their first touch of the second half. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Well, the third quarter has not been kind to the Panthers this season. And Haverford rolls out with another scoring drive, finished by Jake Ruane's second touchdown pass of the night. This one to Ryan Odgers, his first grab of the evening from 11 yards out.
We have Blair kicking now.
All right, Blair ready to kick it away. He punts, too, so like I said, he does a little bit of everything. He'll give it a shot. Trey Blair, holy smokes, line drive kick's going to get away from Pio and roll into the end zone. That was a bullet. And Blair sets a touchback and an 80-yard field in front of the Panthers here, trailing 26-7. Ruane, second touchdown pass of the night, Mike, and he's on fire after a little cold stretch of four misses in a row, has hit every pass since.
Yeah, he's he's a heck of an athlete. What was the... Oh, I thought... All right, they're just signaling ball and play.
All right, here we go. Panthers huddle up with Jake Fisher and break the huddle with two tight ends. Nope, one tight end as they split Arion Ford to the left, and they go slot left as well. And the give off the left side is to Hussein, who goes next to nowhere. That young sophomore, number 40, has made a number of tackles. That's probably a three-year starter when it's all said and done, but that young man, Will Higson, 6'1", 205, has had himself a night on defense here.
Ridley last week was playing a lot of sophomores, too. They could be a factor.
Yep.
Well, they usually are.
Second down and eight now as a two-yard gain for Hussein out to the 22. And juggle snap, scramble for it. Fisher does well to fall on it back at the 21. So they're going to lose a yard there and turn this into third down and nine. Haverford up now. That touchdown pass came at the 7:50 mark of the third quarter. Just trying to finish up a tweet here, these commercials. Well, my bigger issue is typing on this ridiculous phone instead of a keyboard.
Well, turn your computer.
I can't get that going right now. Here we go. Third and nine. Motion man is Belleville. They play fake to Hussein. Back to pass. They're looking deep down this near sideline. It's forward and overthrown by a couple of yards, but excellent, excellent coverage.
Boy, but just absolutely covered. I mean, he's not getting any distance at all.
No, and that was the worry coming in. The secondary for Haverford is absolutely terrific. Blair at free safety. Not too many people going to run by him, although he is not walking at full strength at this moment. Hopefully he's okay. But the Panthers will go three and out to start this second half and punt it away to Blair and Burgess, who await at their 45-yard line. Ryan Krause awaits the snap.
He's had more punts tonight than he's had all year.
Krause awaits the snap. Belleville sends it back to him, and Krause steps into it. And booms one. It's a wobbler. It's going to take a Strathaven roll inside the 45, inside the 40, inside the 35. Well, he's had a terrific roll tonight.
Yep.
Down to the 31-yard line. All right. 48 on the punt, no return. And his kicking average is going to take a big step forward tonight. But, again, not the kind of repetition you want tonight when your punter is doing a whole lot of work. All right. Finally get that belated tweet out there for the score update. 26-7. Panthers have gone three and out since in just 50 seconds off that clock. 6:20 to play here in the third. 26-7, Haverford on top. Three receivers, two to the right, one to the left. And Ruane with a back on either hip. He gives to Blair, looking for room off this right side. And stepping up is Ebo Peel, but he misses him. And Blair shedding tackles, cuts back to his left, 50, 45, 40. Zane Mazur on his heels, but 25, 20. And Blair is going to go. 69 yards later, he has been doing it all tonight. He'll kick it, he'll catch it, he'll run it. He's over 100 yards receiving and well over 100 now rushing. Four-score game with 6 minutes to play in the third.
And it looks like the fatigue factor hits the Panthers again. I mean, he was dead to rights for maybe a 3 or 4 yard gain and just slipped out of the tackles and, you know, pulled a little bit and everybody gave way and nobody could really give chase to him. Of course, he's very quick, so, you know, that could be it too. But it's just, you know, running up and down the field, playing this much defense is very tough to do when you're going both ways.
He is strong, too. Yeah, I mean, 5'11", listed at 5'11", but 190 pounds, low to the ground. He runs with some power. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Wellington up. Wellington good. 3 for 5, kicking the extra points tonight by the Panthers. In a deep, deep hole now, trying to get the offense going when we come back. Haverford on top, 33-7 on a one-play scoring drive. It's been all Trey Blair tonight at Georgia King Field.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Sweep off the right side for Blair. 69 yards later, it's 33-7, and he's ready to kick it off to the Panthers one more time. Standing a little deeper to return this time is Ebo Pio at the 5-yard line, flanked by Arion Ford. It'll angle towards Pio at about the 10. Straight across the 15, turns up the left hash, dances to his right, squirts out of the pile, and crosses the 30 to the 32. Nice work there by Pio to keep the legs moving. And the Panthers in a little better shape now, field position-wise, but trail it by 26 with 5:51 to play here in the third quarter, Mike.
Yeah, it's – I'll tell you, now's the time when you separate the men from the kids. I mean, you're not going to win this game, but you want to play, you want to put best performance, and you want to score some more points. That's the important thing. So let's see what they've got inside, and let's see how they can get it out.
Haverford in control here, but the Panthers will throw it on first down in and out of the hands of Arion Ford at the 37-yard line. So a quick hitch to the outside, falls incomplete, brings up second down and 10.
And in all fairness, Fisher had the ball where it should have been, hit Arion right in the hands, and he just couldn't hold on to it.
Haverford in control here, 33-7, 5:46 to play here in the third quarter. Try to get you a score update from elsewhere in a moment, but they go split end to the left, Arion Ford. Motion man from right to left is Belleville. They give it off the left side, and being met in the backfield is Zach Hussein. He had nowhere to go. Nowhere to go as popping through there quickly was number 44. Chasen Wint is in the game now on defense at linebacker. So no gain for Hussein. 10 carries, just 22 yards. On paper, you would think, all right, this is the night he eclipses 1,000 yards, walking into the building at 930 yards. Yeah. Missed the first couple series. He is not feeling 100% tonight, but he is trying to give it a go. And still just tough, tough sledding. Not much room at all. Third and 10 for the Panthers from their 32. Motion man is Igbo Pio. Play fake to Hussein. Back is Fisher. Looking, firing at, on the slant. Inside is Ford, who sheds a tackle. 45-50. Ford running away from people. Caught from behind. Inside the 40-yard line. They'll put it down at the Haverford 37.
Very nice.
Beautiful delivery on the slant. And Arion Ford picks up 31 yards. I think. Where are they going to put this down?
Yeah, where they're putting the ball.
Let's see. All right. Now they'll put it down at the 37. Okay. All right. Nice work there by Ford.
Yep. I'll tell you, that the connection's been there. Ford's had some trouble, you know, holding on to it, and they've been covered well, but that worked. They've had some nice ones.
He split to the left this time. They go off the right side. Igbo Pio on the cutback, shake and bake, and wow.
Ooh.
Gets maybe a yard. Ball came out, but are they going to mark him down first? I don't know. They're going to mark him down, I believe. Yeah, okay. Oh, he had one more man to shake out of that pile as he cut back to his left. Just 1 yard for Igbo, brings up second down and 9. Pio, 4 carries for just 3 yards. We've had a hard time getting him free, as it's been the case for really all the running backs tonight. All right. Here, second down and 9 from the Haverford 36. Motion man is Belleville, and it's back to pass is Fisher. Looking, looking, giving ground, firing to the flat. It is caught by Pio on the seat of his pants at the 31-yard line. So a gain of 5. Pio had to come back for it, and heels slid out from under him, unfortunately.
Well, that ball was thrown pretty low, too. So yeah. It was that was not one of Fisher's better passes tonight, but it still got to him. I mean, it's a completion. He's been on the money for the most – well, actually, that was – that was probably the least good pass he threw, and it was, you know, still caught, so that's all right.
3 for 11 throwing it is Jake Fisher for 63 yards. P.O.'s first grab of the night has them set up now. Third down and 4, likely 4-down territory here. Wing to the right is Belleville. Give is to Hussein, who's got room across the 25-20, carrying tacklers down to the 15-yard line. Gain of 16 for Zach. His best run of the night.
I thought he was going to break that open for a second. I thought he was going to stay on his feet.
3:09 to play as they reset the chains here in the third quarter. Panthers trailing 33-7, but on the move. This drive started at the 32-yard line. A 31-yard pass play to Arion Ford got it going, and a couple of nice plays since have them set up. First and 10 at the 14. Split end to the right is Ford. Wing to the right is Belleville. Play fake, and now they go sweep to this near side. It's Belleville with a blocker in front. Good job by Krause. Popped out of bounds. Ball flew out, but Belleville, forward progress, is going to give him the 9-yard line, I believe, and give him a gain of 6. Nice job by the left side of that line.
Yeah, the 9, yep. I'll tell you, Haven, you know, even though they're on the wrong end of the scoreboard, they have been lucky tonight with the fumbles, and everything's going their way but the score.
They've recovered 2 fumbles. They've had 2 fumbles of their own that have fallen out of bounds.
Right. One of Goodman for a touchdown have been recovered by Haverford.
All right. Here, second down and 4. Quick trap play up the middle to Hussein, who I think is going to be near first down yardage. We'll see here. I think if they give him the 4-yard line, it'll be first and goal. Gain of 5 for Hussein. 12 carries, 43 yards now. He's starting to get the sea legs under him here after a very slow start. Clock ticks, 2:35, and counting to play here in the third. Fisher jogs in the play. The Panthers with 4 cracks at it from the 4. See what they can get going against what's been a very, very swift defense from Haverford. Garnet Valley and Radnor tied at 14 in the third quarter. Here, first down gives to Hussein, and he'll get next to nothing. Maybe a yard. Brings up second down and goal to go from the three. So Garnet Valley was trailing, but responded quickly. 45 and 2 yard run for Colin Robinson. 1:31 to play in the third quarter there. So they are late in the third, just like we are. Clock ticks at 1:50 and counting. Panthers knocking on the door here. Trailing 33-7. This is Fisher under center. Two tight end set. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. On second and goal from the three. They give it to Belleville, who's going to be met immediately. There's that sophomore one more time.
Wow. Good tackle.
Belleville was met. Perfect form tackle for Will Higson. We'll check the stats at the end of the night, Mike, but that guy is going to be in double digits making tackles. Belleville's going to lose a yard here on his sixth carry of the night. And it'll bring up third and goal from the four. What can the Panthers drum up here? Not a whole lot of room. I don't know that counter works. Straight ahead between the tackles, yeah, hasn't gone for a whole lot.
Try a jet sweep to the right. You got room there, but you don't know if you'll keep it.
Split end to the right is forward. They give to Hussein off the left side. He's going to bang his way forward for a couple, but he's still going to be stopped inside the two. So Hussein gets two of those yards back, and it'll be fourth and goal from inside the two. Clock ticks, 50 seconds and counting. The Panthers trying to punch one in here. Be good for the pride if nothing else. 43 seconds, 42 seconds. Fourth and goal. No sense kicking the field goal here. Fisher under center. T formation. Pio, Belleville, flank Hussein. They give it to Hussein off the right side. Bounces off one man. Second effort into the end zone.
Whoa.
Zach Hussein could have been stopped at the five. Instead, bounces his way into the end zone. His first touchdown of the night. Has the Panthers on the board again. A 68-yard scoring drive and a nice answer after the 69-yard scoring run. The Panthers showing some fight here. And Zach Hussein on the board one more time.
To answer your question, by the way, number 40, Higgins, is the leading tackler for the team.
Yep, ball spotted, kick is away and not really away. Ball deflected and no good. So Emmett Young, no good on the extra point. We'll take a short timeout. 23 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Haverford in control, but the Panthers still fighting here at George L. King Field and HavenFootball.net. Be back in just a moment.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball. Virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Haverford 33, Strathaven 13. With 23.7 on the seconds left on the third quarter clock. And Panthers trying to get it going. We'll get that defense back out there. And maybe try to force a third turnover of the night. Who knows? Emmett Young has a tee just inside the left hash. Ready to kick it away, and it's a high, short end over end kick's going to come down to Mosley at the 19. Up the right hash momentarily, stutter steps and then drives the pile forward. Stout bounces out to the left. He's still loose, 45-50, Ford on his heels, and Arion Ford runs him out of bounds. Oh, they had him all bottled up, and then a flag comes in very late. Let's see. I'm thinking this is a post-play unsportsmanlike call somewhere.
Okay, where do they have
him? Run out of bounds at the Strathaven 41-yard line. Oh, the Panthers had him dead to rights inside the 30. I don't know how he got out of it, but good work there by Shane Mosley. And now we'll take a peek at the referee here for the play, or the post-play foul. Dead ball, unsportsmanlike against Haverford. So they're going to march it off.
Really?
Somebody said something untoward. right? 11 seconds left here in the third quarter. Panthers trailing 33-13. But we'll try to get you updated here on some other scores from around the Central and beyond. All right, 11 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Chasen Wendt in the game at halfback. Wing to the left is Blair. Tight end to the left side as well. Two receivers to the right of Jake Ruane. He's in the gun on first and 10 from the 44. They give it to Wendt off the left tackle, and he's got room into the secondary. And his one of his better runs of the night takes it back to Strathaven territory at the 49. Gain of 7 for Chasen Wendt. That is, believe it or not, his best run of the night. 8 carries for just 18 yards and a score. But, hey, he'll trade the scoreboard for the stats right now. Will Wendt and his Haverford teammates. 33-13 at the end of the third. We'll take a short timeout. Be back in just a minute for the fourth quarter of action at George L. King Field. Homecoming weekend. And Strathaven still in a battle here on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else tonight. Andrew Kaufman here with the stat spotting and halftime chatter. 33-13 here. Quick score update from elsewhere. Garnet Valley fumbled at their own 10-yard line. Radnor scores 21-14 Radnor early fourth. Whoa. Here, ready to start the fourth quarter. Jake Ruane in the shotgun. He keeps it himself right up the middle. Lots of room at the 45, 30, 30, 25, 20. Down the far sideline. Ruane's running away from people and into the end zone again. 49 yards for the score. Jake Ruane doing it all tonight. Just too many weapons for the Panthers to keep in the barn, huh?
It's just amazing.
The defense, you know, you can only account for so many people at some point. You worry about the passing game, you back guys out of there, and then you're playing 5-on-6 or 5-on-7 when Ruane keeps it. And that's just missed tackles and a little bit of fatigue as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the Haven curse.
New kicker on for the extra 76. Point here is 76, who is not on our roster, but high and over a kick is going to come up and good. All right, 39-13 is your score. And, Mike, you want to keep it right here with 11:46 to play? And
you want to type, so let's go to a break.
Okay, fair enough.
Our sponsors always like it when we give them a shot. So.
Yeah, we'll take that. Thank you, thank you, thank you for putting us on the air. And thanks to our listeners on the air tonight on HavenFootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Connor, sending it back. High end over end kickoff's going to come down and take a hop at the 20, fielded by Ebo Pio at the 18. Pio straight up the middle, cuts to his left momentarily, and is dropped at the 34-yard line. Panthers will take over there, trailing 40-13, 11:39 to play now in regulation. Well, Haverford's last trip here was a 47-20 victory, and at this point, the score is lining up to be pretty similar. That was Jack Donaghy's senior year. That team went on to win the Central League title, and the Panthers not able to turn the fortunes around tonight. Motion from left to right is Ebo Pio. They go toss play to this near side. Zach Hussein cuts inside and picks up a couple. Out to the 37 goes Zach for three more yards and brings up second down and seven. Marple Newtown next week, Mike. What do you think?
Well, I think they're very comparable teams. I think, you know, we got a shot. My biggest concern is this fatigue situation that occurs.
Yep.
You know, it's just they don't seem to be able to get out of it, and it's going to be tough.
Panthers hopeful to get Evan Blake back next week. But here, second down and seven, motion man from left to right is Belleville. They go counterplay, and now collision in the backfield. Ebo Pio had no chance as he and Fisher collide. Takes the handoff and smacks into his own man back at the 35-yard line. Loss of two on the play brings up third down and nine. So, tough, tough sledding tonight. And a couple of sloppy plays in the backfield as well.
Well, again, it's part of that fatigue factor. We saw it happen last week. We saw it happen the week before. It's just you're tired. You're not executing.
All right, third and ten. Back is Fisher. Looking, fires to the outside. Complete to Pio, who spins away momentarily, but a nice job grabbing him by the shirt tail is, who's that, Mosley over there? Let's see. Nope, number eight, Ryan Odgers on the tackle. So Pio gains seven, brings up fourth down and about three. Garnet Valley trailing Radnor, 21-14. A self-inflicted wound for the Jags, fumbling inside their 10-yard line and more or less handing Radnor a touchdown. Here, 9:48 to play here in regulation. Panthers trying to convert on fourth and three. Split end to the right is Arion Ford. Back to pass is Fisher. Looking, has time, fires high to the outside, incomplete. Flag on the play, we'll take a look. Let's see. Flag right at the line of scrimmage, or very near the line of scrimmage. Could be in the neighborhood of holding, but who knows? All right, we'll check the score, or the flag. And if this is against Strathaven, it'll be declined. Defensive holding.
Wow.
Defensive holding, so the Panthers are going to get an automatic first down.
Well, do they do automatic here? But it will be for more than 5 yards anyway. So.
Yeah. It would be automatic, but here, 5-yard penalty, or 10 yards rather, is going to march it forward into Haverford territory at the 49-yard line. Quick score update from up in Hatboro, 6-0 Cheltenham, a 26-yard touchdown. The Panthers, they have fumbled the ball three times inside the Hatboro 20, so it could be more of a blowout there. But again, if Cheltenham finishes 8-2, that could be a playoff opponent for the Panthers if things go the way we expect. First and 10 from the 49. Motion man, and now they give inside to Hussein, who has some running room this time, cuts into the secondary, and across the 40 down to the 36. They'll put him down after a 13-yard gain for Hussein. And the Panthers in business here after a penalty on fourth down. Keeps the chains moving. Fisher brings in the play. Clock ticks at 9:20 and counting to play in regulation. Haverford has Springfield next week. That should be a good one as well. John Wilson, tight end to the left. Ford, split end to the right. Slot right is Ebo Pio. Give is to Hussein up the middle.
Ooh.
And he has run smack into the linebacker right there. Guess who? Number 40, Higson. He is making tackle after tackle after tackle tonight for Haverford. Just a sophomore. Brings up second down. And eight after a gain of two. Hussein, 18 carries now for 66 yards. Well below his average of about 5 yards a carry tonight. And again, all sorts of credit for the Haverford defense. All right, 13-0. Avengrove still on top of Shanahan. That's through three quarters now. Quakertown, 17. Plymouth Marsh, 13. Back to pass, Fisher. Firing to the outside and is caught by Arion Ford at the 31, so a gain of about three. Nice open field tackle by Mosley on Ford, who has been known to break some tackles.
Yep.
So here.
A great pivot break last week.
So a gain of three for Ford, his third catch of the night. Three catches in a game, that's his season high, actually. 61 yards and a score, and now third down and five. From the right hash, the Panthers have wing to the left, wing to the right, motion now, Belleville, and they go to the sweep to that left side. Belleville with some room, stiff arm to the outside. He's got a first down and more up the far sideline. Ethan Belleville inside the 15 when they drag him out. Actually, they'll put it just, they'll say he stepped out at the 16, but either way, 15 yards later, Ethan Belleville getting things going in another Panther first down.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, this is a mountain they're not going to be able to climb, but they are doing everything they can to put in a good showing, and that's, you know, I would expect nothing less from a Clancy team, that's for sure. But these kids deserve all the credit in the world. They're just going to keep after it and do what they can. And hopefully they're thinking about the fact that, you know, losing this doesn't necessarily mean a lot to them because they're looking for the PIA playoffs.
First and 10 from the Haverford 16. Quick trap play. It is Hussein for a couple and not much else. Not much doing. Eric McCallion on the tackle. Garnet Valley has bounced back. 3:48 to play in the fourth quarter there. Garnet now tied at 21 with Radnor. 3:48 to play. Vinny Brown has scored for Pencrest, so 42-20. Pencrest trails Ridley. Penwood pulling away from Glenn Mills, 42-8 now in that one. And 12-6. North Penn on top of CB West in the fourth. Motion man Ebo Pio left to right. Fisher gives to Hussein off the right side. He's going to cut forward into the secondary, into the down to the 10, down to the 5. They give him the 4. 10 more yards for Hussein, and the Panthers, you're right, Mike, too little too late on the scoreboard, but, boy, these kids are fighting. This has been fun to watch this year. You saw it in the Upper Darby game, kept battling, and you're down 3-4 touchdowns for most of this game, and these kids still battle. Great, great sign, and a good momentum builder leading into Week 9 and Week 10 with 5A opponents, Marple, Newtown, and Harrington coming. Right. First and 10, first and goal from the 4. They give it to Belleville. Off the left side, he's going to be nicely by the defense. He'll do well just to dive back to about the 6 or 7. He's going to lose 4 yards here. And tough break there for the Panther offense. Belleville goes backwards for a 3-yard loss. But nice job there by the Haverford defense, just stringing it out. Their defensive line, I will say, they do a great job not letting the Panthers get their hands on them. They fire out and are slapping hands away very, very well. And you know, that's half the battle. These Panther offensive linemen are just having a hard time holding on to those white jerseys in front of them. Second and goal from the 7. Wing to the left is Pio. Back to pass is Fisher, rolling to his right. Has time. Looking. He's going to fire to the end zone. It is deflected away. Nicely done there by number 8, Ryan Odgers, tipping it away. Pass intended for Zach Hussein in the end zone. But Fisher, after completing his last 3, misses on that one. He's 4 out of 13 for 66 yards and a touchdown. And now 3rd and 7.
He thought about trying to run it in, but there was just too many bodies in front of him.
I wonder if you don't go with like a tight end pop pass here. Saw that with Evan Blake a few weeks back. But Evan's not in there tonight.
Yep.
Be nice to see him back on the field soon. Hopefully next week.
That was all the flu, right? Wasn't that?
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
3rd and goal from the 7. Wing to the left is Evo Pio. Hussein and Belleville in the backfield. 2 tight end set. Fisher with a hard count. Turns. Gives Hussein off the right side. And Hussein with a head of steam pushes his way. Lunging into the end zone for the 2nd time tonight. Hussein running tough. 83 yards on the ground tonight. And the Panthers into the end zone for the 3rd time. That's, again, a great, great sign for us. We know he's not 100% tonight, not feeling well. But still, 20 carries, 83 yards. He is over the 1,000-yard mark for the season now. But low snap, kick is away. Good job by Fisher to dig it out, and a better job by Young to pound it through. Up and good. 40-20 is your score. 5:24 to play here in regulation. We'll take a short timeout. Be back in just a moment. Listening live to high school football, we thank you for it on havenfootball.net.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Coldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Haverford 40, Strathaven 20. But as we said a moment ago, plenty of fight here in the Panthers, and a great, great sign to see the offense come get a little bit better on track here in the second half, especially after just 31 yards of offense in the first half. Good to see Strathaven still rolling here. End over end kickoff is going to come down and back up the return man to the 10-yard line and dancing into trouble here. And they're going to think better of this. That's Cole Peichel and Corey Harris wrapping up number 20 on the return there. It's a new return man in there, Colin Ney, the 165-pound junior. I'm sorry, I didn't see that before the kickoff occurred, but they snuck a new guy back there. And now Haverford with a 20-point lead and 5:17 to play in regulation. Have Jake Ruane in the game.
Yeah, well, at this stage of the game, you know, Coach Gallagher is a good guy with Haverford.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to start substitute and letting other kids play. He's got a huge roster, 85 kids on it. So, you know, give him a chance to play. They've got the same quarterback in, obviously, but they're going to start making some substitutions.
Yep. Wint still in the game. Mosley split to the left. Also in the game now, slot left, is Colin Ney, who just returned the kickoff. They start from the 18-yard line. They give is to Chasen Wint, and he's going to go right into the arms of Corey Harris, who was waiting for him, and a gain of just two. So Wint, 9 carries, 20 yards, and a score tonight. But his teammates doing things, doing well on his behalf. 96 yards rushing and 2 scores for Ruane. 123 for Blair and a score. Blair has caught a touchdown. Rodgers has caught a touchdown. So they have spread it around nicely, have the Fords. 4:39 and counting to play here in regulation. Second down and 8 from their own 20-yard line. Haverford with the ball in the gun. And they go straight up the middle. Chasen Wint's going to just push the pile. John Prochniak stands him up, but not before he picks up the 26-yard line and near first down yardage. We'll see where they put it down. Call it third and about 2 or 3, maybe. So gain of 6 more for Wint. Panthers forced or looking at a no-huddle offense. That'll wear you out a little bit, too. Cole Peichel in the game at defensive back. Third down and 2 from the 26-yard line. They give it to Wint one more time, and he's going to run into the arms and still sheds a tackle. Panthers had him wrapped up, but I think second effort's going to get him a first down. Prochniak had the arms around him, and you said, Mike, the fatigue factor.
Yep.
It's right on display, right in front of us. Prochniak, Panthers leading tackler all year, could not hang on that time. Doughty checks in, Kraus checks out. As they spot it at the 29-yard line, gain of 3 for Wint, and a fresh set of downs for Haverford. 3:40 and counting to play in regulation. Fresh set of downs, I think one more first down may give Haverford the chance to melt the clock entirely. Garnet Valley ball at the Radnor 15 with 53 seconds left. We'll get you posted on that one. Here, first down gives to Wint, bounces it off the right side and has a head of steam. 40, 45, and bang, down finally when he reaches midfield. Gain of 21 more. So Wint was kept quiet through his first 11 carries and almost matches the output for the entire night on that one. Nose of the football at the 50 and Haverford first down. Garnet Valley and Radnor tied at 21, but Garnet with the ball at the Radnor 15-yard line.
Whoa.
Chester has come back to cut into Academy Park's lead. 21-0 is now 21-14. Chester has the ball late in the third. Garnet Valley now at the 5-yard line at Radnor, trying to untie that game. First and 10 from midfield. Wing to the right, and flags on the play pre-snap. Okay. So Trey Blair on the sideline now in the final couple minutes. He's getting a well-deserved rest, but false start, illegal procedure here against Haverford. So Haverford tonight moves now to 7-1. Garnet Valley still undefeated for the moment. Radnor with something to say about that. They're in the final minute of play there. Garnet Valley with the football at the Radnor 5-yard line.
Regardless of how that game turns out, Radnor made their point.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, that they can play with anybody. And if Garnet Valley and Garnet Valley may feel really good having played Radnor or having played Haverford so early in the season, as well as Haverford's playing now. All right, here on the sweep to this near sideline, this is Colin Ney. Off the left side, he's going to run into the arms of Ebo Pio at the 49-yard line when they knock him down. So gain of 6 for Ney on his first carry of the night. Brings up 2nd down and 9. So that penalty knocked Haverford out of, you know, 2nd and short here. But 2nd and 9, and the clock continues to tick. So, again, one more 1st down, and that may do it for the ball game. But here, Strathaven still battling. All right. Two receivers to the right. Wing to the left is Ney. Chasen Wint still in the game. He's in 2nd down and 9. He's got the carry off this left side. He lowers the shoulder and will be tumbling just shy of the 1st down, just shy of the 40. Brings up 3rd down and 1. So Upper Darby's handling Marple Newtown. They remain with just one loss, their loss early in the season to Springfield. Haverford's one loss in the final seconds against Garnet Valley. We'll see how Radnor does. But again, Strathaven's going to say, boy, Radnor played Garnet Valley to the wire. We played Radnor to the wire. Haverford right now seems like the hotter of the teams, and Upper Darby as well. 3rd and 1 from the 41. Give is to Chasen Wint. He's going to go up the middle and lots of room into the secondary. Mazur trying to hang on, and they do wrap him up inside the 20 down at the 18. But that should about do it. 23 more yards for Chasen Wint. And that should about do it. 40 seconds left on the clock. Haverford will need to snap it probably one more time. High fives all around here for the Haverford offense. And they are going to, again, snap one more time. They'll put Colin Ney 30 yards behind the line of scrimmage in case of emergency. But
not that it would make any difference, even if they did pick up the ball and score. But yeah.
Chasen Wint is going to finish with 82 yards on the night, most of that in this last drive. But they snap it, they take a knee, and that will do it. Teams will line up at halftime. Panthers will shake them. Sorry, at the midfield stripe, rather. The halftime score was not in the Panthers' favor, 20-7, and it ends 40-20. So, Haverford, congratulations to Coach Gallagher and the Fords. They are, as advertised, playing very, very well right now. This is maybe the hottest team in the Central League. Garnet Valley and Radnor pending, and Upper Darby will have something to say about that. And how about Ridley all of a sudden hammering everybody over the last 5 weeks?
Yep,
so
yep.
It should be a fun finish through week 9 and 10. We'll come back for a quick post-game wrap and talk about what's coming up in the next couple weeks before playoff action hits. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you, you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
40-20 is your final here. Haverford over Strathaven. And for most prognosticators, or most of us who have been watching this season, coming into the game, we knew it would be a tall order for the Panther, and it was. Again, very good, balanced offensive attack. Weapons everywhere for Jake Ruain. Congratulations to Jake. We're now taking full control of the all-time passing yardage mark at Haverford High School. Breaks the record of Jack Donaghy tonight. But, again, terrific effort from Irwin. Over 200 yards passing, nearly 100 yards on the ground himself, and over 200 yards all-purpose for Trey Blair as well. He was over 100 on the ground, 100 receiving. You know, this is a team that is very, very good. And that's on a quiet night from Shane Mosley.
Yep.
This is a really solid team right now. They are likely and hoping to make some noise in the 6A playoffs this year. They've had the misfortune of running into North Penn in each of the last 2 years in the first round. But, again, Coach Ford and Coach Gallagher and the Fords, maybe at this rate, you know, could very well be lining up for a top eight seed in a playoff home game for a change.
That would be nice to see.
And for the Panthers, hey, playoffs are still absolutely within reason.
Right.
And it would start next week at Marple Newtown. Have to beat the Tigers. You win against the Tigers and you win against Harrington, you're in.
Right.
If you lose, you're going to leave it to chance and hope for the best from a whole lot of other teams. Never mind that you'd be playing probably a top three seed. Now, speaking of, while we were in break, Garnet Valley was at the 1 yard line with 8 seconds left, and Garnet Valley and Radnor are going to overtime.
Oh my goodness!
Overtime, a goal line stand for Radnor on the final play of regulation, and Garnet Valley and Radnor will go overtime. Marple Newtown trailing Upper Darby 28-0, so they have had a very hard time tonight, which again maybe speaks well for the Panthers.
Yep.
Panthers did not have trouble moving the ball on Upper Darby. I will say that they scored 28 and should have had more. That you have to feel good for the Panthers if they can execute, stay healthy, and I think next week get healthier if they can bring back a healthy Evan Blake and some others. You know, they could still be in a good spot here in the weeks ahead leading into the playoffs, Mike.
And no doubt about it. Listen, I'm impressed with their efforts. It was a 40-20 game. It's not terrible considering how overly matched they were and the size of Haverford's roster and the talent that Haverford has on their team. You know, so I'm pleased. They didn't let the third and fourth quarters run away from them. They didn't gain any ground on Haverford. In fact, they lost a little bit, but not enough to count. They hung in there with them. They continued to score, and they certainly continued to play ball. So, you know, there were some big plays Haverford ran off for some big yards, which were either missed tackles or a combination of things. But this is something that's been plagued Haven all year long. They're going to hopefully find a correction for it somewhere in the next couple of weeks before they enter the playoffs, hopefully.
Certainly, and we will be there to bring it to you. 6:45 pregame next week at Marple Newtown.
Yes.
So hope to see you there in person. If not, you can catch it live or on the archive, of course, on havenfootball.net. So thanking and sending all the best to Pete Fulginetti. We want to see you back here next week, Pete. And hope you're feeling better in the days ahead. But Andrew Kaufman, thanks again for the stats and the spotting, the halftime chatter. It was terrific. And thanks again to Pat Clancy for getting us set up in the booth. We got at least one more game here at George L. King Field 2 weeks from now, but we're on the road 7 days from now at Marple Newtown. Mike Mayer doing everything right on havenfootball.net with the computers and everything else. Final tonight, Haverford 40, Strathaven 20. Brian Carroll signing out. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.